The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The Clay County basketball season is 3 weeks old, and both black and gold squads are off to excellent starts. Tonight, the teams find themselves kicking off conference play, and due to TWSAA reclassification, Bulldog Nation returns to playing in ever-familiar District 7A after a handful of years spent in District 6. This evening, the black and gold ballers have traveled a winding route onto the range of Clark Range, Tennessee, where head coaches Jermaine McElvain and Lamar Rogers are trying to spur their herds of buffalo into a stampede. Sixth-year head coach Matt Walker brings his 5-0 Lady Dogs into this key contest, seeking the program's first win on the range in 20 years. Meanwhile, 22nd-year head coach Rob Edwards looks to rebound from Tuesday's loss to Clinton by taming the Buffaloes for the 17th straight contest. This is Clark Range in Clay County and the debut of our District 7A Showcase right here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc., and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our first broadcast of the basketball season. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the action here from Clark Range as it unfolds tonight. Through the evening, we'll be joined by former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. For now, as always, I'm joined by a man, to tell you the truth, been missing him a little bit since the end of football season, Thomas Weaver.
Yeah, Daniel, it feels good to have the headsets back on. Excited about our District 7A showcase coverage. You know, with reclassification, this league's a little different. You know, we lost Monterey, Trousdale, and Jackson County. So it's just us, Pickett County, Clark Range, Red Bone Springs, and Gordonsville. So we're going to have 16 conference games that matter down the stretch here, and four others that we're going to do during the inaugural Clay County Christmas Classic.
Yeah, that'd be coming up December 20th and 21st.
Yep. But no better way to kick off the season, season five of the Horizon Sports Network on the hardwood, than with wins here on the road in Clark Range. You know, the Dogs are rolling again. They should be ranked. Got the one setback this week we'll talk about a little bit. But the Lady Dogs are undefeated. So we've got two powerhouse teams, Daniel.
We do. You know, you go back to last season, boys state champs, girls a Final Four team. The greatest individual year probably of team sports ever in Clay County, and I expect this year to be that much better.
But, you know, we wouldn't be able to be here without our sponsors covering such great teams that we've got here this basketball season. We can't thank them enough for making it all happen, Daniel. They've been with us since the beginning. Not much turnover. We say it every broadcast, and we say it every year. We really appreciate those folks out there that sponsor this coverage, and we hope our listeners will tell them they do too.
That's right, and you know, a lot of folks may not realize that we're debuting tonight, so if you are listening, let other folks know.
And of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hollow Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about Clay County's most recent games and much more. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hollow Horizon recap segment. But tonight, we're just going to quickly say, you know, the Lady Dogs got the 5-0 by down in Clinton County, Clinton High School, 66-46, playing without starters Bella Ashlock and Bradley Burchett. But others stepped up, including a career high from sophomore Madison Hayes. She scored 17, pulled down 10 rebounds. And juniors, Abby Head had 15 points, and Isabella Hale had 14 and also played well. On the boys' side, Grant Strong had 38, but it wasn't enough to take down a sharp-shooting Clinton High team who made 14 threes and honestly didn't miss in that one. The Dogs fell their first loss in almost a year, 74-58 to the Dragons, and they're 4-1, Daniel. We'll let folks read all the details about those games in the paper this week and use the rest of our time to honor a fallen legend here tonight.
Yeah, we will, Thomas. Whenever we're aware of the passing away of a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member, we like to pay tribute here on air. And unfortunately, Randall Redmonk Arms passed away on Monday, November the 29th. at the age of 76. He was a member of the fourth Hall of Fame class back in 2013. He earned his vote into the Hall as a world-class softball player. At the height of his career, he was one of the most recognized athletes in the county. He played for over 20 years and was a major threat every time that he stepped to the plate. He started playing for his employer, Oshkosh Bagosh, later played for Clay Apparel and Dairy Chef. Arms is survived by his wife, Connie Verbal Arms, his brother, Ed, his two sons, Jerry and Jeff, and his daughter, Jan, along with stepsons, Todd and Scott Lynn, nine grandchildren, Thomas, and, you know, his wife, Connie Verbal Arms, and, of course, his son, Jeff, and daughter, Jan, all three Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members, and just a great man and a great figure around Clay County and a great athlete.
No doubt about it. We definitely lost a legend. It's our honor to recognize him tonight. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and CarQuest here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Getting closer and closer to tip-off here at CarQuest High School for this girls 7A contest. We're going to go ahead and take the time to do Tipsy's final take on the CarQuest pregame show. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, we'll let you start it off. What's Salina's most famous elephant got for us?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight's the night when the lady dogs need to get over the hump up here in the house that Lamar Rogers built. This is a four straight time they've played to play up here, dating back to last year when they played the district and region title games here, and they lost them all. But this is a new year, and Clay County's been playing well, and I think it's their time. And I know a guy who's had some success up here, and he's sitting right beside us, and that's legendary Lady Dog coach Joe Sim. I like to do it every year. I'm going to do it again. He's won a few in this place, along with nearly 500 wins, seven district titles, six region crowns, 14 sub-state appearances, 10 trips to the state tournament, four state runner-up, and a state championship while
That's
coaching
right.
here almost 25 years. Coach Sims, it's an honor to have you back on the on board here again tonight and this year on the Horizon Sports Network. We appreciate everything you bring to the table. And are thankful to have you another season.
Well, thank you. I enjoy doing it. If I didn't, I'd stay at home. You know, I enjoy. I don't know if I put much intelligence on it, but I enjoy trying to anyway.
You
but,
add a lot to it. We appreciate it.
We do. Coach, what's your takes on this one? Can the Lady Dogs
this
car crane?
Yeah, we definitely can win. You know, I mean, we were picked one in the district. Now, sometimes that means something. Sometimes it don't, you know. Of course, it's tougher up here, you know.
Been 20 years, Coach.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I came up here 24 times. I think I won four. So, and that's more than most people have. I'm not trying to brag or anything, but most people don't hardly ever win at all up here. But it's just a tough place to play. You know, you think you might have the game won, and somehow they'll pull it out of the fire, it seems like, every time. But, you know, I don't know much about them. I know the Bush girls that started last year is good. I know Lamar's granddaughter's a freshman. She's supposed to be a pretty good player. He's telling me before the game, he's got a big old freshman post. He says he's going to be a really good player in a year or two. I don't think she's that great right now. But, you know, we got a lot more experience. You know, if we just, you know, keep our heads and make some shots, I feel like, you know, we can definitely pull this game out tonight.
I certainly hope that's the way it comes out. Last time we won in this gym in the girls' action, back in 2002, 20 years ago, when Coach Sims was still at the helm of Lady Bulldog basketball. Folks, that's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We're going to go to break here for the playing of the national anthem. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, time to announce the starting lineups, the State Farm starting girls lineups for this big District 7A girls matchup between Clay County and Clark Range. They're brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. We'll start with the home team, Clark Range Lady Buffaloes. Tonight they're dressed in their white home jerseys, blue numerals on them. Their head coach, Lamar Rogers, he's in his unprecedented 45th season as a girls' high school head coach. All of them here at Clark Range, 1,275 wins to 281 losses. The Lady Buffs this season, a 6-1 record. Starting for them, a junior, Casey Sales. A junior, Maddie Bush. A sophomore, Addie Stowers. A freshman, Chloe Rogers, and a junior, Lauren Choke. The visiting team, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they'll be dressed tonight in their black travel uniforms, gold numerals on those trimmed in white. Head coach of the Lady Dogs, Matt Walker, he's in his sixth season overall, 110 wins to 56 losses. Currently, the Lady Dogs, a 5-0 record to open the 2021-22 campaign. Starting for Clay County, a sophomore, number 21, Halle Buford. A junior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. A junior, number 10, Abby Head. A senior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. And a senior, number 30, Zoe Hayes. The State Farm girls starting lineups have been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. like your good neighbor Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Almost time for basketball here in Clark Range, Tennessee. They currently have the house lights turned off here in the gym. They have redone this gym floor, Coach Sims, looks like to me, over the offseason. It looks great.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever seen it. It had blue all over the middle of it. It's got a tan and brown buffalo head out there. Yeah, it looks good.
Looks like they took the opportunity, much like we did a couple years ago, when we redid our floor. Of course, we named the gym at Clay County High School after you, Coach Sims, as it should be. The court named after Coach Edwards. They took the opportunity here to put Coach Rogers' name down on the court.
Yeah.
Very fitting there. Love him or hate him, the most celebrated coach in Tennessee history.
Yeah, no doubt. He's won more games than anybody. I think he told me last year they were going to sand it down to bare wood and start over like we did. And it's very fitting that the court be named after him.
Certainly so. Horn sounds, and it's time to get this one on. Thomas, Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left during the first half of play. Clark Range going to be shooting at the hoop to our right. We're positioned top row of the main grandstands here inside the gym at Clark Range High School. Hallie Buford going to step into tip against Maddie Bush. The ball's in the air. Buford controls the tip. However, he goes out of bounds. Officials undecided on who touched it last at this point. No call.
Yeah, you mentioned Hannah Buford getting her first start here as a sophomore with the injured Bella Ashlock on the bench. We do see Briley Birchie back. She didn't play the last game, guys, so that's a big plus here in Clark Range, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it sure is. Her experience, and, you know, she's just a really good player. And they were fortunate to win last game without her or Bella, but we really need her up here.
Travel called against Buford. Hayes fed it into the paint. As Buford drove, she drugged the foot. Whistles blow. Clark Range taking over for their first possession. They swing it all the way down. They have a hard time handling the ball. Abby Head comes up with a steal. Head across the timeline, playing quickly. Works ahead to Buford. Buford ends it with it in the left corner. Goes to Jenkins out top. Swung around ahead at right wing. Inside to Buford. Shot up and blocked. Rebounded, though, by Birchie.
Yeah.
Put back good. And a foul going to be called against Clark Range. Birchie going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Lady Dogs on the board 2-9.
Yeah, good start there. Just a backdoor cut by Buford to get it going, and then a putback by Burchett underneath.
It was. And we got a turnover against our press down there. That was really big. You don't get too many turnovers pressing Clark Range, or I never could.
Burchett hits the free throw. Lady Dogs up 3-9. Full court pressure now being used by Clay County. And Zoe Hayes coming up with the steal. She hands off to Abby Head to Jenkins. Jenkins, the left elbow, drives the left side of the lane, shot up from left block, no good. Rebound, Burchett. Burchett tries to work back out to Buford, and the ball stolen away by the Lady Buffaloes. Number 35, Casey Sales. I will have to learn this year's Lady Buffalo squad. I knew last year so well, I never had to look at my roster, but they only returned one starter this year after losing four seniors, Chloe Howard, the Monday Twins, along with another one. And it's a new-looking team for Coach Rogers as his point guard with it out top. That's Maddie Bush. Actually, it was Chloe Rogers, the granddaughter of Coach Rogers with it. She feeds down low to a teammate, and the Lady Buffs on the board. Clay County in front, 3-2, though. Hayes with it in the backcourt under pressure. Gets to Jenkins, lies across the timeline. Buford left wing. Birch at left corner, back across to Jenkins at right wing. Three-pointer taken and no good by Head from the right corner. Rebounded by Stowers for Clark Raines. The sophomore comes across the timeline, penetrates the paint by herself. She's going to travel. No, a foul call.
Yeah.
Could have sworn we would have saw
it. Yeah, could have.
Yeah, Zoe Hayes taking the harm right there. Stowers drives to the hoop. Hayes apparently didn't have her feet set, but that could have went either way, Daniel.
Could have. Sophomore Addie Stowers at the line to shoot two. This is a shooting foul. Each team with one team foul at this point. Free throw good. Tying it up at 3, 6-11, mark first quarter. Should be shooting two if we're shooting at all. Shouldn't have been shooting. Should have been a travel. But
how they got mixed up.
Now Stowers is going to get the opportunity to shoot another. Jenkins and Burchett lined up on either side of the lane at the low post. They step in, box out. Shot's good, though. Lady Buffs up by 1-4-3. Hayes with it across the timeline to Head. They lose the handle on it. It's picked up by Rogers. The freshman works ahead to Bush. Now back to Rogers. She crosses the timeline. Back to Bush, the veteran junior, left side of the lane, running jumper good off the glass. Park range in front, 6-3.
Yeah, we need to settle down.
And now the pressure creates another turnover. Maddie Bush with the steal takes it away from Hayes. Dishes over to Stowers, and Stowers makes the bucket quickly. The Lady Buffaloes ahead, 8-3, and Coach Walker calls his first timeout of the contest. 5:44 mark, first quarter, Clark Range 8, Clay County 3.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Back here live, Clay County on inbound, under pressure. Hayes with it, gives to Jenkins. Eliza working against Bowers, kicks back to Hayes. Clay County gets across the timeline. Birchie with it, left wing, passes across the paint to Buford. She can't hang on, picked up by Stowers. No, I keep calling her the wrong one. That's Rogers. Rogers is 12. Clark Range with a fairly young team here. No senior starters. They started three juniors, a sophomore and a freshman. So they're going to be solid for 2 years here without losing a single player. Buford comes up with a steal. Away from Bush. Whistles blow, though. They say before Buford was credited with the steal, Bush had stepped out of bounds. Either way, Clay County ball. And a timeout now taken by Coach Rogers. We'll go back to break. 5:23 mark, first quarter. Clark Range 8, Clay County 3.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are. And the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity. So don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, Clay County inbound. Jenkins works into Hayes. Zoe working against Maddie Bush. Across the timeline, gets it to the free throw line to Burchett. Riley backs it back out, kicks back to Zoe. Zoe back to Riley. Bradley at high post, now Jenkins, three-pointer left wing, good. Big bucket there. 8-6 the score, making a single possession difference. 5 minutes and ticking, first quarter. Clay County using pressure of their own. Here's a steal. Hayes forced the disruption. Jenkins comes up with the loose ball. Maddie Bush blocks Jenkins' shot from left block. Lady Buffs the other way, Stowers with it across the paint to a teammate. Sales, no. Schultz. Schultz fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot, too. I laugh because I'm having trouble with these Lady Buff names, but I'll have them figured out by the end of the first quarter. Junior Lauren showed at the line to shoot, too. Foul was called against Hallie Buford, her second personal.
Look, Lady Dogs just got settled down here. They look like they're pressing a little early.
Yeah.
And, you know, playing a little nervous, aren't they, Coach?
Yeah, sure are.
First free throw good by Schultz. Second one away, also good. 10-6 the score. Lady Buffs in front. Lady Dogs on the inbound. Hayes across court to Izzy Hale. Hale with it. Running jumper right block. Her shot blocked by Lauren Schultz. And I thought when Chloe Howard left last year, Coach, that they wouldn't have anybody blocking shots, but they've got two
blocked,
girls.
Blocked a bunch tonight already.
Burchett with it in the paint. Spin, shoots good. Nice move.
Good move.
Bobby Burchett really coming into her own early here in her junior campaign. 10-8 the score, Clark Range in front, and they have the basketball. Stowers with it, hands off to Bush. Bush swings it to Sales in left corner. She looks inside the choke. Pass denied, though, by Burchett. Back out top by, to the hands of Bush. Coach Rogers sends in a play. Lady Buff starting to execute. Choke with the screen. Bush to the right, picked up by Jenkins. Dishes off to Sales in the corner. Now Rogers, three-pointer right wing, no good, missed it all. Rebounded by Hayes. Hayes knocked out of bounds, though. And they're going to say Clark Range ball. They'll inbound from beneath their own hoop. halfway through this first quarter. Got a good contest. Clark Ranch 10, Clay County 8. Lady Buffaloes with it on the inbound. Bush, Euro step, right side of the lane, scores the layup. Jenkins inbounds to Burchett. Back to Jenkins. Eliza going to walk it across the timeline. Hayes sets up at right wing. Hale and Burchett down at the post. Abby Head with it at left wing now. Across to Izzy Hale. She misses the shot. Rebound Burchett. Riley under pressure. And they're going to say the ball went out of bounds off the hands of a Lady Buffalo. Clay County inbound from their own baseline.
Coach Sims, Coach Rogers coming out in a zone, it looks like to me. Some 3-3 and then a little mix, maybe.
Hey, maybe that matchup he used to play all the time. I hadn't really looked at it real close. Yeah, it wasn't a straight man, I don't think.
Clay County
yeah, it looks like a 2-3.
Three-pointer, right corner. No good. Abby Head tried it. Could not connect. Rebound Rogers for Clark Range. Euro step in the lane for her. Looked more like a travel. Her shot no good. Rebound by Choke. And they're going to call a foul against Clay County. No, foul on Clark Range over the bag. No,
I'm wrong
again. A shooting foul?
What they said.
Well, I'm here to tell you that Lauren Choate was not in the process of shooting the ball. Nevertheless, she's at the line to shoot 2-3.
Yeah, that's what happens. You let them get offensive rebounds.
Substitutes coming in for Clay County is Choate misses the first free throw. Sophomore Maddie Hayes and senior Cherokee Upton checking in. Abby Head and Hallie Buford checking out. Second free throw was good, making it 13-8, a five-point lead for Clark Range. Hayes with it on the inbound, gives off to Zoe Hayes, ahead to Burchett. Burchett running jumper, good. Riley, offensively, really off Clay County has it this
point. Yeah, she's really playing good.
Just a tremendous athlete. And now that's your players in upper class, but a breakdown on the defensive end for Clay County. Wide open layup, good.
By Gardner.
By number 10, the senior substitute, Zoe Smith, for Clark Range. Lady Buffalo's back in front, 15-10. Burchett with it. Got to be called for a travel. No, they're going to call a foul?
No.
The guy that blew the whistle never made a call on it. I guess another one did. I know one of these officials, and he's a pretty good one usually. I don't know the other two gentlemen.
I don't either.
2:45 mark, first quarter. Clock ticking. Clark Range with the basketball and a five-point lead, 15-10. Smith with it out top, hands off to Bush. Now back to Smith at left wing. Smith under pressure from Hayes. Kicks it over to Rogers. The freshman drives inside, loses the handle, picked up by Smith. Smith shot up, no good, rebound Burkett. Briley going to dribble it a step or two, give off to Zoe Hayes. Hayes ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins with it, left corner, works inside to Maddie Hayes. Shot up, no good, rebound Burkett. Briley's put back good. They're going to say shot was no good, though. Foul on the floor against Clark Range. Coach, I was not at the contest, but I believe against Clinton this past Tuesday night, it was sophomore Maddie Hayes who had double-digit scoring, I believe.
Yeah, I think she had 15. I didn't get there till early in the third quarter, but...
Career high for her.
Yeah.
Clay County on the inbound. Lots of beating and banging down low. Foul's going to be called against Clark Range.
Yeah, she had 15. I think Isabella had 14 that game.
Yeah, good post production.
Yeah. What's that, Clinton? Yeah, they weren't near the team Clark Range is.
Hayes in line to shoot two, knocks down the front one, of course. Madison Hayes, of course, the sophomore daughter of a former player of yours, Stephanie Rich.
Right, yeah, Steph, she's a good player. Not hardly as tall as Steph, but she's really, I think, improved since last year from what I saw over last year. I went and watched her play a little this summer, and I thought she played a lot better.
Hayes knocks down both free throws, drawing Clay County Thomas back within a single possession. Three-point difference. Clark Range 15, Clay County 12.
Yeah, I think Clay County's right where they want to be. You know, we're used to them letting these games get away from them in the first quarter. Clay County tip for tat, staying close to the Lady Buffs right now.
And Clark Range has yet to hit a triple in the contest, I believe. Something they're unusually good at up here at home.
Keep it up.
Hale with it back on the offensive end. Dishes off to Hayes. Madison Hayes scores from right block. It was good defense that created the points. Clay County forced the turnover in their backcourt and gave them that possession back. We've got a one-point game, minute 25 and ticking first quarter. Clark Range 15, Clay County 14. Stowers, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, E.G. Hale. Hale hands off to Jenkins, the senior. Going to dribble across the timeline. Being defended by Smith for Clark Range. She gives off to her classmate, Zoe Hayes. Hayes to Upton. Upton fires the three right wing, no good. Rebound, Clark Range. Smith with it for the Lady Buffs. Top of the key, works the seals at right wing. Sales under pressure from Hayes. Good defense. Forces a handoff now to Stowers. Stowers under pressure. Gives back to Sales. Sales running to the hoop. Misses the shot. Good defense by Izzy Hale. Rebound Upton. Upton hands off to Jenkins. Clay County with 45 seconds and ticking here. And trailing by one. 15-point count. Upton with it. Right corner loses the handle. A steal by Stowers. Stowers back the other way. Does not have the numbers. Takes it to the hoop herself. Baseline jump shot. No good. Rebound Bush. Bush back to Stowers, outside to Rogers, three-pointer left wing, no good, off the back of the iron.
Get him off
rebound
the back.
Rebound by the Lady Buffaloes again. Three opportunities to score on this possession for him.
Yeah.
Bush with it, now Sales, now Rogers left wing, inside to Sales, running jumper, no good, rebound Maddie Hayes. Madison with it, hands off to Jenkins, 8 seconds and ticking. Down to 5 seconds, Eliza across the timeline, top of the key, 3 seconds inside to Hayes, ball knocked out of bounds. Clay County inbound with 1.1 seconds on the clock from beneath their own hoop. Zoe Hayes going to inbound. 1 second left and 1/10. Works it into Hayes. Shot up. Oh, no good off the front of the iron. Buzzer sounds. It's been a dandy of a first quarter here in the district. 7A girls opener. Clark Range 15, Clay County 14 at the end of one.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where Clay County trails by one. Heading into the second quarter, the score is 15-14. Lady Buffaloes are ahead. Riley Burchett off to a good start, guys. She's got 7 first quarter points.
Certainly was a good start for Burchett. I'll have to dig out my season averages and totals provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows.
She's averaging right at 13 a game, Daniel. Her and Abby Head both leading the way for the Lady Dogs.
Lady Buff, three-pointer over.
There you go.
Burchett ahead of Maddie Hayes. Hayes scores. I think she's up to 6. Madison Hayes, Coach, what I'm impressed with about her is her calmness. You know, she's real smooth and under control.
The other night, she's pounding the ball a lot in that game against Clinton County. Her and Izzy were.
Well, we see her, of course, I guess we're playing a variation of a man here, but she's on the perimeter playing some defensive times here.
Yeah.
Lady Buffaloes with it. Rogers, and they've got Hayes locked on to the freshman guard, Rogers, and she's got the quickness of foot to stay with her. Rogers has to give it up to Stowers. Stowers jump shot good from the left side of the lane. Clark Range back in front by one. Clay County temporarily had a one-point lead, 16-15. Now the Lady Buffs, 17-16, the one-point advantage. Clay County with the ball, a steal. Izzy Hale had it at the high post, taken away, though, by Bush. Bush travels, gets away with it, shot up, no good. Got on rebound, put back was good. Maddie Bush, just hard to deny her everything, just a veteran player.
Yeah, she's a good player.
Had a sister, I think, Gracie, up here a couple years ago, the point guard, a really good player as well.
Yeah.
Jump shot from right elbow, no good by Izzy Hale, rebounded by Stowers for Clark Range. Coach Rogers, the 45-year veteran up, he had to sit this whole time, been walking the sidelines throughout the contest. 6:15 mark third quarter. Good defense by Clay County. Creates a turnover. Maddie Hayes with the loose ball gives to Zoe Hayes. Now to Head inside the Burchett. Good for 2 more. And credit Burchett with finishing these plays, but credit their teammates with the assist of getting
right
to it.
Yeah.
Good ball movement.
Yeah, it's something you're seeing on the offensive end. Coach Walker going big. Got three.
Yeah, he's got three bigs in there right now. He's going that triangle offense with one on the foul line, two on the blocks when they have to set.
And Clark Range has difficulty matching up with size. They're not very good
at
themselves. Maddie Hayes inside shot up, no good. Got her on rebound, knocked out of her hands though. And they say
could have been our ball.
Yeah, they say it's Lady Buff ball somehow or another. They figure it went off the fingertips of Maddie Hayes, and I can't argue. He had a lot closer view than I do from the top of the bleachers. 5:35 marks second quarter. Timeout taken. 19-18 to score. Clark Range in front by one.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, coming out of timeout. Clark Range with the basketball. Clay County has backed off of their press. Don't have the personnel necessarily on the floor to do that right now. We're going to meet Clark Range at their end. Clark Range working at the hoop off to our right. Matty Bush drives all the way to the hoop. Foul called.
Yes.
Clay County faithful who made the trip didn't like the call. Thought it was a clean block. Nevertheless, foul's going to be called on Eliza Jenkins. That's going to be Eliza's first, the way I have it.
You know, Jenkins.
Team's fifth.
Bush has got 8 points so far tonight, but she's doing a pretty good job staying in front of her. Jenkins is. She got a hand on that one, and looked like a clean block to me, Daniel.
Thank you. Maddie Bush at the line shooting these free throws. Was good on both of them. 21-18 now the score. Clay County back on the offensive side. On the floor for Clay County, Abby Head, Cherokee Upton, Eliza Jenkins, Bradley Burchett, and Madison Hayes. Steal by Stowers. Stowers the other way, working one-on-one against Upton. And a charge going to be called. Cherokee Upton did a nice job getting her feet set, drawing the offensive foul by the Lady Buffalo.
Yeah, kind of redeeming herself right there, Daniel. Turnover on one end, and then drawing the charge on the other.
She telegraphed that pass, then on the other end.
Clay County with the ball. Abby Head bringing it down. Another turnover. Coach, I know it's got to be at least 10 so far.
I don't know how many, but we don't need to be doing it.
And yet we're still within a possession. Lady Buffalo's back with the basketball. They do have a three-point lead, 21-18. Stowers, three-pointer out wing, in and out, no good. And we're fortunate at this point as Maddie Hayes rebounds it that Clark Range is not hitting from distance yet. Abby Head inside, gives the Hayes, shot too strong off the back of the iron, rebounded by Choate. Choate hands off to Stowers, Stowers at right wing, gives up to Bush at the top of the key, swings it back over to Choate, her three-pointer, good.
Yeah, he's trying to hit one.
And there it is. I wish they hadn't been talking about a missing, because they connect on that one. 6-point lead now for Clark Range, 24-18. Coach Walker has seen another, wants a 30-second timeout. 4:14 mark second quarter, Clay County 18. Clark Range, 24.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
Back here live, Coach, halfway through this second quarter. Thoughts so far?
Well, we just been a little too sloppy, I think. You know, we threw it away uncalled for, you know, several times.
Probably take care of the coaches.
Yeah, we just take care of the ball, you know.
Jenkins with it, right wing, kicks back to Hayes, three-pointer top of the key, no good rebound, Burchett. Burchett in the paint working hard, jump ball called. And they're letting them beat and bang pretty
well,
down on this
end. Yeah, on that end. On the other end, you know, if we look at them, it's a foul.
Guys, I'm impressed with the post presence of Clay County so far. Burchett playing well, rebounding well. You see Manny Hayes coming in, Izzy Hale. You know, Clay County's dominating the paint, even though they're behind by six right now.
Clay County has a possession arrow in their favor. They have it on the inbound play. Hammy Buford drives to the left side of the lane. And finally now a foul call against the Lady Buffaloes. We hate to be so hard on the officials, but we are a little bit biased.
Yeah.
Hadley Buford going to go to the line to shoot two. They do say it was a shooting foul. Foul was against number 35, Casey Sales. According to the scoreboard, they say it's her first. I show it as her second. I'm sure that the scoreboard's correct, though. Five team fouls for either squad. Buford misses the first free throw. Second one's away. Also no good. Too strong off the back of the iron. 3:50 and ticking, second quarter. Clark Range still leads by six, 24-18. Pretty low scoring affair so far. Rogers with it out top, kicks to Sales in the corner. Back to Rogers, inside now to Bush, who's posted up. Her shot no good. Jump ball going to be called on this end. Eliza Jenkins doing a nice job playing post defense against Bush.
Yeah, Bush has kind of been handling the ball out front, but she is Clark Range's biggest player, so I think we'll see her both places, won't we, Coach?
Yeah. Yeah, I was talking to Larry White, and he said everything went through her one way or another.
Well, she is definitely the only returning starter, and honestly, the other subs last year, the Powell girl, she was the senior sub.
Yeah.
And outside of those six, he didn't play many
girls.
No,
he didn't.
So it's definitely Bush and a host of helpers, basically, for Clark Range at this point in the season. Now, by season's end, no doubt Coach Rogers will have the others playing up to Clark Range speed.
Big possession here for the Lady Dogs. You know, Clark Range scored the last five to get this six-point lead. We need a bucket.
Burkett, good. Left block, good for two. Clark Range had turned it over in the backcourt. That is how Clay County got it back, and it's back to a two-possession contest. Clark Range 24, Clay County 20, 2:55 and ticking here, second quarter. Stowers with it, right wing, looks inside the Bush, pass denied, triple teaming her in fact. They kick it outside, left wing now, three-pointer taken, no good by the Lady Buffaloes, rebounded by Rogers. She slides across the new floor here, pass stolen by Hayes. Hayes hands off to Jenkins. Eliza going to slow it down. Come across the timeline, reset, gets it back in the hands of senior point guard Zoe Hayes, starting for the first time this year for sixth-year head coach Matt Walker. They work inside to Jenkins, back out to Hayes, left wing. She tries to bounce pass across the head. Good defense by Bush, forces a errant pass, though, and there's a turnover. Clark Range back in front, trying to build on this four-point lead.
Coach, you talked about Coach Rogers playing zone. They're really pressuring the ball out of it, though.
Well, yeah. It looks like he's in a 1-3-1 that last trip. I think he's switching it up a lot.
Stowers, jump shot, right elbow, good. She's putting together a good night for the Lady Buffaloes on the offensive end. 2 minutes left here in this first half of play. Hayes with it, right wing, works to Buford in right corner. Halley going to dribble back out top. Kicks across to Jenkins. Now head left wing. Back to Buford. She fires a long three. No good. Kept alive by Jenkins. Loose ball picked up by Stowers, though. Across the timeline. Stowers with it at right wing. Dribbles between the legs. Goes to the hoop. Shot up and good. And she draws a foul. The junior. Sophomore, rather. Addie Stowers, Thomas, impressive tonight.
She is, Daniel. She can handle the ball. She's got good size, and she can finish even with the harm, as you just see right there. And Clark Range, their biggest lead of the night. It's 8 points right now, Daniel. Just under 2 minutes to go here in this second quarter. You know, we talked about Clay Cannon needing a bucket a couple of possessions ago. The Lady Dogs have got to stop the bleeding here.
We need to make some shots out of the floor. I mean, we're getting all kind of good looks out there.
And just hadn't, hadn't took a ton of them, have we?
No. Liza hit one, but we missed the rest of them.
Free throw good by Stowers, making it 29-20. Jenkins with it, left wing.
They're doubling ball side post now, so they're going to make us hit one out there. See, she's wide open. She
three
hit
corner,
it.
Abby head, left corner, no good. Foul called inside. They're going to get Maddie Hayes.
I don't know.
Of course,
know.
Perhaps something she inherited from her mom. Steph always wanted to fight down low. Very aggressive player. So.
Yeah, she was.
Maddie as well.
Yeah, guys, it kind of goes back to the outside shooting of Clay County in this first half, I think. You know, we haven't gotten many outside shots to fall. 1 3-pointer early from Eliza Jenkins.
I mean,
it's been all about
if we don't get something, we won't win because, I mean, he's going to keep the middle clogged up now. Yeah, he's got two on ball side and one on weak side. You know, you go get some looks out there. You just going to have to make a few.
Coach Rogers' granddaughter, the freshman, Chloe Rogers at the line, hits her first three free throw, misses the second. Rebound, Burchett. Burchett to Jenkins. Clark Range in front by 10, 30-20. Eliza with it, left wing. Goes across to Hayes at high post. Now to Zoe Hayes, left wing.
There you go.
Was calling for it. There we see it. Zoe Hayes putting some life back in this Clay County crowd who have made the 50-60 mile commute on a Friday night to watch the Lady Dogs.
Huge shot by the senior right there, Daniel. Get you back to a 7-point game.
Bush inside, kicks to Stower. Stower's long two-pointer. In and out, no good rebound. Hayes. Madison Hayes with it. I guess I need to clarify. Madison passes to Zoe Hayes. Zoe the other way. Gives the head right corner. Dribbles inside. Loses the handle on the ball. Picked up by Stowers. The sophomore guard the other way. Dishes off to the senior reserve Smith. Her layup no good. Schoke comes up with it. Gives to Stowers. Three-pointers in good. Clark Range has come alive here in the waning minutes of this second quarter with an offensive flurry. Putting them up by 10, 33-23. 20 seconds and ticking. Second quarter action. Abby Head with it. Picks up the dribble. Goes across to Zoe Hayes. 15 seconds and ticking. Coach Walker up, sending in instructions. Down to 10 seconds. Hayes with it. Now Head. Back to Hayes. Madison Hayes right corner. Back to Abby. She's in a trap. Gets it to Zoe. Zoe drives baseline. 1 second. Shot up. Foul call. So a 9/10 of a second. Zoe Hayes going to go to the line to shoot two. 33-23, the score. Lady Dogs trail by 10. First one's away and good by Hayes. Of course, Clay County last year losing Rachel Copas and Katie Arms, two great players for them over the years, and Zoe Hayes, one of those guards who have stepped into one of the starting roles vacated by their departure. She's good on her both of those free throws.
And she's played well to start her senior campaign, handling the ball well outside, scoring when you need it. Just going to need a little more here in the third quarter, Daniel.
Halftime has arrived. 8 points is the lead for Clark Range, 33-25. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well.
We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Clark Ridge, Tennessee, where Clay County trails the Lady Buffaloes 33-25 here at halftime. It's a good game so far. The Lady Buffaloes only led by one, 15-14 at the end of the first quarter. Riley Birch has scored 7 points in the paint to keep pace with Clark Ridge in that, and then they outscored the Lady Dogs 18-11 in the second stanza to take this 8-point halftime lead. For Clark Ridge, Maddie Bush and Addie Stowers both in double figures at the half. Bush with 10, Stowers with 14. 10 of those in that decisive second quarter to give the Lady Buffaloes this 8-point lead. Lauren Choate has made a 3-pointer. She has 6 points at halftime. Chloe Rogers has 1 point and Zoe Smith 2. The Lady Buffaloes shooting it well from the free throw line. They're 9 of 11 in the first half. For Clay County, they're being led by Briley Burchett. She has 11 first half points. Zoe Hayes has 5. She scored those late as Clay County was trailing by 10 and then matched a 3-pointer with Stowers to keep it at 10 and then made 2 free throws late to cut it to 8 points heading into halftime. Eliza Jenkins has 3 and Madison Hayes 6 points off the bench. Clay County is 5-for-7 at the free throw line. They're also shooting pretty well from the stripe. Again, Clay County trails 33-25 here at halftime in Clark Ridge. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County trailing by 8, 33-25, 2-car range. Time now for the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. The only district game that has taken place thus far in District 7 was this past Tuesday on the girls' side, when it was Pickett County, the Lady Bobcats, beating Red Bull and Springs 48-29. Tonight's action features 2-5 Gordonsville hosting 8-1 Pickett County, 6-1 Red Bull and Springs stepping outside of the district to travel to 0-6 Jackson County to face Coach Brown and the Lady Blue Devils. And, of course, 6-1 Clark Range hosting here, 5-0 Clay County. Coach Sam's going to go ahead and let you pick a couple games like we did sometimes last year. Had to step outside the district to find these, though. Tonight we've got your good friend, head coach Larry White, and his Macon County Tiger Reds. They are 0-7, and they have traveled to the 2-4 Cumberland County Lady Jets. Who do you like in that game?
I'll take Cumberland County. I don't know if there's anybody on Larry's schedule I would pick him to beat this year. According to him, he says he probably ain't going to game.
And the other contest I let you choose, we've got, this is a matchup from District 8, which is our region. A couple teams we could see in region tournament action. 5-1, Joe Burns at 2-2, Trousdale County.
I take Joe Burns in that one. They've been pretty strong the last two or three years, and Trousdale, I don't think they're too good.
Folks, that has been the District 7 update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Mice to lice, gnats to rats. Budget Pest Control kills them fast and to the last. Got about 30 seconds here before we start this second half of action. I don't think I have time at this point to ask the Subway Trivia Challenge. That's something we started back during the football season during our broadcast, and seemed to be a big hit, so we're going to carry it over into basketball. It is brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, and they invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because fresh is what they do at Subway. I will go ahead and say that when we do ask the question, the winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-cent Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. And when it's time, you will text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. When you do answer, remember to send your name along with your answer. We will not ask that at this moment, though, because we're back under action here in the second half of play. They switch into the floor. Clay County going to be working at the hoop to our right during the second half. Clark Range the hoop to our left. Lady Dogs with the ball. Let's open it up here. Three-pointer up ahead. Left wing, and it's good. A perfect opening.
Yeah, we need to do that a few more times.
Head up. I believe Abby Head is the leading scorer on average through these first five games to open up the season for the Lady Dogs.
She is, Daniel, and that's her first bucket of the night. She's got three so far, and it couldn't come at a better time for the Lady Dogs.
Lady Buffaloes with it. Stowers right wing, gives to Rogers. Rogers now to Choate. Back over to Rogers, just back and forth between Choate and Rogers. The freshman Rogers with it, defended by Buford, kicks across the sail. Sales works against Head, drives into the paint, circles back out, giving go to Sowers, wide open layup, good. Well executed.
Yeah, they backdoored us on that one. They overplayed a little too much.
Clark Range in front now by 7, 35-28. 6:50 and ticking here, third quarter. Burchett inside, spins, kicks out of Hayes. Three-pointer right wing, no good, rebound Head. No, it's Buford. Buford's putback, no good, but they say she was fouled.
She needs to make these. She missed her last two.
Buford going to the line early in this season, looking at assistant coach Andrew Meta's stats. I see. That Buford coming into tonight's contest was 3 of 5.
Well, she made that one.
From the free throw line, good for 60%. As Coach Sims just said, she knocks that bucket down. Second one, away, also good. Buford, a left-handed shooter. Buford's free throws cut the lead down to 5 now. Lady Dogs 30, Lady Buffs 35. 6:35 at ticking third quarter. Clark Range with it. Stowers right wing. Swings over to Schultz. Schultz to Bush. Bush being defended by Buford. Hands off to Rogers, top of the key. So what's Clark Range looking for offensively here, Coach?
Some of that backdoor stuff, I guess, when he catches us overplaying.
Just working the perimeter. Now in at the high post to Sales, who kicks it out. Long three-pointer taken. Good by Schultz. I guess that's what Coach Rogers was looking for.
I guess.
38-30 now. Head with it. Inside the Burchett. Passed over, though. Schultz comes up with the loose ball. Hands off to Rogers. Coley Rogers. Dribbling at the top of the key. She's a freshman, but you can tell a solid player. Steal by Hayes. Zoe Hayes with it in the front court. Pulls up. Three-pointer. No good. Rebound Jenkins. Eliza with it. Little short pass to Burchett. Bush got her hand in on it, though, creating a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Clark Range. Cherokee Upton checking back in. Eliza Jenkins checking out. So on the floor for Clay County, we got sophomore Hallie Buford, junior Bradley Burchett, junior Abby Head, and a pair of seniors, Cherokee Upton, Zoe Hayes. So we had three posts earlier, now pretty much four guards with one post.
Yeah,
Coach Walker, he got a lot of different ways to mix and match his lineups here. Plays about 8 or 9 deep, Daniel. So a lot of choices.
Choke with it. Kicks out to Rogers. Rogers left wing, defended by Upton. Uses a Stower screen. Pass across the paint to Bush, stolen by Head. Head works that to Upton. Upton to Buford. Buford is fouled. Hallie going to go back to the line to shoot two. Foul's called against Sales, number 35. I believe that's her third. No, they're going to say it's her fourth. She'll have to go to the bench. Probably will see Smith check back in. And, yes, she's already at the scores table. 38-30, Buford at line to shoot two to try to cut into the lead. She's three for her last three. 5:05 mark, third quarter. Next time a timeout is taken, and they just did, we're going to stay on there. Go ahead and ask that Subway trivia challenge question. Remember, if you'd like to answer, text your answer in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member scored 31 points in 1997 to lead the way in single-game Lady Dog scoring against Clark Range? Now, Coach Sims, I know you already know the answer, but don't say it.
Well, I'll have to think for a while.
I'm going to ask it again.
I got a pretty good idea, though.
What Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member scored 31 points against Clark Range in 1997 to lead the way in single-game scoring against the Lady Buffaloes? If you think you know the answer, text it in to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. 5:05 mark of this third quarter coming out of this timeout. Thomas, Clay County hanging around, 38-31, trying to beat the Lady Buffaloes for the first time in 20 years here at Clark Range. 2002, the last time it happened.
Yeah, and I'm like Coach Sims, going to have to get some shots to fall. We saw a Head come out and make a three to open this third quarter, Daniel, and that's what Clay County's going to have. They've been going inside and playing pretty well with Burchett in the paint. She's got 11 in the first half.
Right.
But Coach Rogers adjusted to that, been sagging down, leaving the shooters open. The Lady Dogs just got to knock them down.
Buford knocked down that second free throw, and a steal here. Abby Head with it, wide open layup, and it's good. The Lady Dogs cutting into this lead. We've got it down to 4 points, and now the full court pressure is on by the Lady Dogs. Lady Buffaloes beat it, though. Smith in the front court kicks to Rogers, three-pointer up. Good.
Yeah.
And that's what Clark Range is so good at doing.
Yeah.
Swinging the momentum. 41-34, Lady Dogs trail by 7. Pressure now by the Lady Buffaloes almost creates a turnover. Abby Head keeps it alive, works across to Buford at right wing. Now Jenkins towards the top of the key. High post to Burchett. Burchett has it knocked away and stolen. Picked up by Rogers. Rogers with it, weaving in and out of traffic across the timeline. Drives all the way the length of the court, kicks off to Schoat. Schoat with it back outside to Smith. Now back to Schoat. Three-pointer left corner. Good.
Yeah,
that's at least three she's hit.
Man, they're killing us.
Timeout taken here by Coach Walker. This one going to be a full timeout. We're going to play one ad, come back, and repeat that trivia challenge question.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live in timeout, we've had a couple guesses to the answer for the trivia question. One responder says, Tricia Fox, and that's a great guess, but Tricia had already graduated around 1990-89 season, probably her last, so she was long gone at that point. Another guest, Tara Ashlong. Tara is a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member. She was on the floor in 97 for that contest. That would have been her junior year. She is not the correct answer, though. So some great guesses. Sydney Roach was guessed, and once again, too much in the future there. Sydney, a senior member of that state championship team in 2012. So still looking for that answer of who leads the way in single-game scoring against Clark Range when they scored 31 back in 1997. Madison Hayes with it inside, kicks out the Upton three-pointer, no good, over the back, foul called against Sowers. No, they don't call the foul, they just give the possession to Clay County. And it was definite an over the back. Burchett had her boxed out.
Yeah, Clay County fighting back in this one, cutting it to four, then back-to-back threes by Clark Range guys, and got it out to a 10-point ball game again. It's all about the outside shooting right now.
We do have a correct answer to our trivia challenge question. It was Sam Daniels. He may have been at the game, I don't know. He was graduated, but senior Nicole Davis scored 31 points in that big contest against Clark Range, and she does lead in single game scoring against Clark Range. So Sam, shoot us an address that you'd like us to mail that certificate and sticker to. And local owners of Subway, Greg and Melissa Brandon, providing that. We appreciate them. They would love folks to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches. A couple of empty possessions here while we were taking care of trivia. Clay County back with it. Matty Hayes, top of the key, gets tied up by Bush. Jump ball call. So 3:24 mark here of the third quarter. Lady Buffalo's in front, 44-34. Coach, we cut it to a four-point game a few moments ago, but they pulled right back out.
Yeah, hit some threes, and we're sloppy again, turning it over two or three times.
Clay County on the inbound. Position arrow was in their favor. Upton trying to feed across to Hayes. Pass stolen by Bush. Madison Hayes going to be called for the foul. Denied Bush the open layup. So the junior, Maddie Bush, going to go to the line to shoot free throws. Second personal against Madison Hayes. First team foul against Clay County here in the second half. Clark Range with two team fouls. Bush at the line. First one's away and good. So congratulations to loyal listener and Bulldog fan Sam Daniels for getting that trivia question correct. We've got another one coming up during boys' action. It'll just be for the sticker, and we'll alternate each week. The boys' trivia next broadcast Tuesday night from Red Bowen will be for the certificate on that side. Thomas decided that is the fair way to handle that. Free throws both good by Bush, putting Clark Range back in front by 12. Potentially their biggest lead of the night.
It is, Daniel. It got up to 10 in the second quarter. It's 12 now. As Burchett battles inside again, no foul call. Ball goes out of bounds. Looks like Clay County is going to
call that on us.
Possession. They should be, but they're not.
Man, we can't get a call down there.
Ball.
Clark Range with it. Smith to the other end quickly, gives the head to Schoat. Izzy Hale blocks the shot, and maybe we get away with a call there.
Yeah, I think so. You see Coach Walker going back with the three posts inside here. Let's see if we can gain some ground with this lineup.
On the floor for Clay County, Abby Head, who has it out top, hands off to Buford. They are joined by Izzy Hale, Bradley Burchett, and Madison Hayes. Burchett working hard down low against Stowers. Loses the handle of the ball, though, picked up by Smith. Smith works ahead to Bush. Bush right side of the lane, 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Madison Hayes. Hayes clears everybody out, hands off the head. Abby going to slow down the pace. And we need to be careful with these possessions. Buford with it. Baseline. Layup. Good. 2:15 and ticking third quarter. Clay County back within 10. 46-36. I like this bigger lineup here.
Well, yeah, it's good except for we've got three in the lane. That's why we're turning it over so much out front. They're jumping out here and getting in the passing lanes, and we're not reading it.
Show three-pointer left corner, missed everything. She had hit her last three attempts from distance. Missed that one, though. Jump ball call. Another questionable call that goes in favor, honestly, of Clay County there. Clark Range with a possession arrow in their favor. Lots of confusion, it appears, amongst fans, officials, and coaches alike. Now the head official addresses the scores table, questioning the possession arrow, I guess.
I don't know.
Eliza Jenkins checks in. Bradley Burchett checking out. Burchett's worked hard tonight. What's her scoring at right now, Thomas?
She had 11 all in the first half, Daniel, and you're right. She's battled down low and played really well.
Bush on the inbound. Kicks outside to Stowers. She fires a long three. Good. What a shot. Buford was there on her. Abby Head out top for Clay County. Works inside to Hayes at high post. Down low to Easy Hale. Hale across the paint to Buford. Buford adds it in for a bucket. 11-point difference, 49-38. Minute and a half left, third quarter. Clark Range with it. Bush, left side of the lane, spins into the paint, kicks out to Schoat. Schoat over to Smith in the corner. She drives baseline, a steal. Dribble was disrupted by Easy Hale. Madison Hayes picks up the loose ball, hands off to Jenkins. Eliza now cross court to Head. Head back to Hale. Hale down on the Hayes. Shot up. No good, but she was fouled. Good ball movement there by the Lady Dogs. Get Madison Hayes to the line. I think she's 2 of 2 at this point from the charity stripe on the line. Trying to cut into this 11-point Lady Buffalo lead.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Shots away and good. 10 points for the difference, 49-39.
You know, it's been the sophomore, Hallie Buford, kind of keep Clay County in this one. She's got 8 points. They're all came here in this third quarter, Daniel.
Hayes good on both of those free throws, making it a 9-point game. 1 minute left here, third quarter. Time's starting to get a little shorter. Bush with it out top. Works to the right. Coach Rogers telling his girls just to take their time here, down to 50 seconds. They don't want to make a mistake. Don't want to have an empty possession and allow the Lady Dogs to cut back into it. Easy Hale with good defense, and now she's going to be called for the foul. Easy was doing such a good job there working against Smith and ended up with too much contact with the body.
And that's what you see when you go to the bigger lineup. When they slow things down, it's hard for the post players to guard out on the floor. In the
yeah. Game. Yes, it is.
Clark Range on the inbound. Bush with it right wing. Defended now by Head. Abby all over. She has to hand it off to Rogers. Rogers at right wing. Gives to Smith. Top of the key. 30 seconds and ticking now. Smith in trouble. Hayes with good defense. Gives up to Bush. Bush now to Rogers. Rogers three-pointer. No good. Rebound Zoe Hayes. Hayes with it in the corner. And a turnover. Taken away by Bush. Layup good. We've been our own worst enemy at times.
Yeah, that's what's killed us. Turnovers.
Clay County with the ball. Jenkins with it. Right wing. 10 seconds and ticking. Dribbles into the paint. Running layup. No good. Off the hands of Rogers. Clay County going to get a possession here. Inbound from the overall. He changed his mind. Going to be Clark Range ball. Unfortunately, that is the right call. Lady Buffalo's with it. Time ticking. 1 second. Shot up by Stowers. No good. Third quarter ends. 11 points the deficit for the Lady Dogs. It's Clay County 40, Clark Range 51, heading into the fourth.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
with Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Back here live, 8 minutes to settle things here on the range against the Lady Buffaloes. Clay County with the basketball to open the quarter. They work to the hoop on our right as we sit high atop the bleachers here. Abby Head, left corner, dribbles inside. Shot blocked by Schultz. Rebound by Rogers. The freshman gives off to her junior teammate Bush. Bush ahead to the senior Smith. Baseline reverse layup, no good. Rebounded by Jenkins. Clay County needing points here. 11 points the deficit. At least a four-possession contest. Burchett inside, spins, shot, good, and a foul. Bradley going to go to the line. We opened the game in the first quarter with Bradley Burchett, and now hopefully she can close it.
Yep.
Yeah, first points of the second half for Burchett there. Finally got it to her in the post where she likes it, Daniel, and great move by the junior.
Second personal against Lauren Schultz. Schultz's a good player. I just don't remember her from last year. I don't know if she's a transfer or what.
I don't either.
Burchett completes the three-point play, and we've got this thing cut to a nine-point contest. 51-43. Clark Range with the ball in the lead. 7:15 mark fourth quarter. Bush, right elbow, gives to Rogers all the way into the paint. Layup good. Can't let them have them that easy.
No.
Hayes across the timeline. Startles back out, gives to Buford. Buford to Head in the corner. Abby with it, works back across to Buford. Hallie drives into the paint, going to draw a foul. Hallie's done a nice job of drawing contact and getting to the free throw line tonight.
Yeah, Hallie, she's got some talent.
And has been good from the line since that first trip.
Yeah.
First shot's away by Buford, good.
Yeah, guys, this one could put her into double figures with 10 points tonight, all coming here in the second half.
53-44 the score. Second one's away, too strong, rebounded by Schultz. So the Lady Dogs trail by nine with 6:45 and ticking. Lady Buffaloes with it. Bush out top working against Buford, driving to the right side of the lane, running jumper, no good. Rebound by Head. Head, fast break, layup opportunity is good.
Good.
We've got a seven-point game. 53-46, and the Clay County faithful start to try to breathe some life into their heroes out on the court. Or I guess I should say heroines. That would be the feminine of that. Lady Buffs with it. Sails right wing. Kicks to Bush. Bush left elbow jump shot. Good. The 15-footer is knocked down.
Can do it much better than that, Daniel. That's a beautiful elbow shot. His head takes it the other way.
Baseline shot was bad. Burchett came down with the rebound. They're saying Bradley fouled.
When that guy's there, he didn't give us a call all night.
He has not. 6:05 mark, fourth quarter. Clark Range 55. Foul called on Jenkins on the inbound. And it's turning into a foul fest now. Only the fourth team foul against Clay County here in the second half. 55-46, as I was saying. Clark Range in front by nine. Lady Buffs inbound again. Eliza Jenkins had that last Clay County foul. That was her third personal. Team's fourth of the second half. Buford hustling on the floor. Jump ball called. Hallie doing a nice job knocking the ball out of Stowers' hand and going to the newly refinished floor here at Clark Range to get a hold of it.
Yeah, good job by the senior Zoe Hayes also getting a hand in there to get a deflection. And then Buford, we've seen her turn her game up a notch on both ends of the floor here in the second half, Daniel.
Lady Buffs with it. Possession arrow was in their favor. Next jump ball will go to the Lady Dogs. Sales with it. Good defense by Jenkins. Should be a 5-second count. Oh, he was pretty generous with that time. Stowers got rid of it to Rogers. Three-pointer left corner. No good. Rebound. Burchett Bradley with it, clears everybody out. Gives off to Hayes. Could be now or never. Still 5:25 and ticking. Lady Dogs trailing by 9, though. They need to cut into the lead. Buford with it.
They need to do it quick, Daniel. Get it down under 4 minutes, and it's a 6-8-point lead. You know what Coach Rogers is going to do. Hold the ball.
Burchett inside. Foul called against Rogers. We had a mismatch there. The bigger Burchett working against the smaller Coy Rogers exposed that, and the freshman's called for the body contact foul. That's going to be her third, so the Lady Buffaloes starting to get in foul trouble, and whistles blow. The loud is cheer tonight, coming because the official calls a foul on the floor against the Lady Buffalo on them mound.
Yeah, it's Burchett down in the paint battling with Rogers before the ball was blown in for play, Daniel. We've seen they've been trying to get into Burchett's head in the paint all night long. They may just haven't done it. Bradley's done a good job of maintaining her composure and basically drawing that call there.
Sure did. It was a big one, too, because that was the 17th foul. Clay County now at the line with Burchett to shoot the front end of a 1-1.
Yes.
Hitchy foul shots. Cut into the lead. First one's up.
Good.
5:08 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County is drawn within 8. 55-47, and Burchett earns the right to shoot another. Coy Rogers now with 3 personal fouls for the Lady Buffaloes. Burchett good on the second free throw. 7-point game, 55-48. Clay County with some full-court man pressure. Lady Buffaloes beat it, though. Sails with it across the timeline. She's going to get to the hoop. Shots up, no good. Rebounded by Jenkins. Eliza's knocked to the floor. Lady Buffaloes come up with the ball. Rogers, three-pointer left wing, no good.
Get it.
Rebounded by Sales. What a great hustle by Sales to keep it alive for Clark Range. Got to credit her with that.
Yeah, Daniel, emotions running high. Clark Range turns another one loose. No good.
Ball hits the white out-of-bounds line. And Clay County going to take back over. Big possession, 4:40 mark. Fourth quarter, 7 points the difference, 55-48. What would you like to see here, Coach?
I'd try to go to Bradley inside if I could. I don't think they can stop her.
We see two Lady Buffs in the paint right now, giving attention to Burchett, perhaps. Foul call against Howard. If the scoreboard's right, that's her fourth. And she's going to have to exit as Smith comes back on to replace her. And in typical Coach Rogers fashion, he's playing 6 girls tonight. Not a lot of depth on this team.
No. We need to make these fouls up.
Buford at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. That was the 8th team foul against Clark Range. 4:27 mark, fourth quarter. Lady Dogs trailing by 7. Trying to beat the Lady Buffs for the first time in 20 years here in Clark Range. Buford good on the front end. Earns the right to shoot the second. Thomas, you were saying?
I was going to say big free throws here for the sophomore. We've seen her come on in this second half, and she's got ice in her veins right now. She can knock this one down.
We have a 5-point, 2-possession contest. Clark Range with that 5-point lead, 55-50, 4.5 minutes left. Stowers with it. Under pressure, Jenkins all over, and they're going to call a foul. And that was pretty ticky-tacky.
Yeah, it was.
I try to keep my cover commentary free of criticism, but it's been an interestingly called game, you know, tonight.
It usually is up here.
Yeah, not real consistent, you know, just kind of calls here and there, but they are going both ways. I will give them that.
Maddie Hayes going to check back into this contest. She's played throughout the contest. Has around 8 points, I believe. Coach Rogers coming on to the floor.
What's he doing?
So we've got...
For what?
Coach Rogers has stopped the game and has come out onto the floor looking, I think, for security guard. He has found one. The girls for either squad have huddled up on the floor.
There you go.
They do have a deputy here. And, Coach, I didn't see what may or may not have happened.
I didn't either. I don't know what's going on.
There is a discussion being had between Coach Rogers, a deputy, and the head official. The Clay County players go towards 6-year head coach Matt Walker to get tutelage here during this unusual timeout.
Somehow Eliza got kind of need and all that. She's over on the bench now.
Okay, they're talking to a Clark Range fan on the front row. Well, I say it's a Clark Range fan. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
And he is pretty upset, wants to get his $6 worth of admission. Took out of Coach Rogers for excusing him off the premises before he leaves. Now the fan's going to leave and go on his way to a pretty good round of applause.
Yeah.
Okay, back to action here. 4:21 mark in this fourth quarter. We got a five-point game. Lady Bumps with the ball. Shelton with it. Now Smith. She's across the timeline. Smith working against Hayes. Beecher to the hole. Burchett cuts it off, though. Nice jump by Riley helping out. Sowers with it. Running jumper's good.
Yeah.
High off of the glass. The Clark Range bench erupts, applauding that bucket. Clay County with it, trailing by seven. Over halfway now through the quarter. Burchett inside. 3:55
nice.
Mark. Shot up. Good. Good with the foul. And Riley going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. I think Stowers going to be called for the foul. Yes, it was Stowers picking up the personal.
Great move by Burchett. Turned to the middle of the court, up and under, and had the strength to make the shot, Daniel, and complete the three-point play.
Folks, we've got a four-point ball game. 57-53 as Burchett knocks down the free throw. Lady Buffalo's the inbound. They have trouble working it in. Finally do so. I see him. Timeout taken by Walker. But a jump ball call. But Coach Walker was calling timeout as soon as Heavy Buford had the ball. However, that timeout, maybe they did grant it.
Could be our ball. I don't know. Well, I don't know.
We'll have to wait and see who has possession coming out of the timeout. Either way, we've got a four-point
game. We got the arrow.
Clark Range 57, Clay County 53, 3:50 left in the fourth. Stay with us.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where Clay County only trails by four, 57-53, under 4 minutes to go here. And Bradley Birch has got 19 points so far, but in the last 4 minutes, Daniel, she's cut into this lead with eight.
We talked about her opening up the contest strong. She's finishing it strong as well. Hadley Buford also big during that third quarter, as you chronicled, Thomas. Four-point contest here. Coach Sims, the pressure's just building this gym throughout the contest. It's getting to be a fever pitch.
Well,
right
it
now.
Is now. Yeah, we just need to keep our heads and not go crazy on defense and make stupid fouls. You know, just guard solid. You know, they'll throw it away after a while if you guard them long enough.
Clark Range not always used to being in these tight games.
No.
Clay County with the ball. We were right on the possession. Hayes with it out top. Tries to go inside to Burchett. Burchett kicks it back out to Hayes. Now Hayes, three-pointer. No, she doesn't pull the trigger. Steps inside. Shoots the long two. No good. Rebounded by Rogers. Rogers playing with four fouls. Hands off to Bush. Bush being defended by Buford. And Bush across the timeline. Works the sails in the corner. She's got Maddie Hayes on her. On the floor for Clay County. Buford. Maddie Hayes. Zoe Hayes. Bradley Burchett. And Abby Head. Bush with it. Free throw line, kicks out the sails, three-pointer right corner, no good. Rebounded by Clark Range.
That's a killer.
Should have been a foul called on Bush for holding Buford back. I saw it. The officials did not. It was a very, it's a good move by Bush, and she's pretty discreet about it as well. Ball knocked out of bounds by Buford. Clark Range to inbound. 2:54 mark, fourth quarter. Still a four-point game. Maddie Hayes checks out. Eliza Jenkins checks in. Clark Range 57. Clay County 53.
You see Buford in the face of Maddie Bush right now, and I think they're going to call her for a foul, Daniel. All she was doing was standing in front, keeping Bush
from coming and getting
the inbound fast. But Buford playing great on both ends of the court here late.
Third foul for Buford. Six now. as far as team fouls go against Clay County. The next one will send the Lady Buffs to the line to shoot the 1-1. 2:40 and ticking. Lady Buffalo's killing time, trying to milk this 4-point lead. Stowers, three-pointer, right corner, no good. Rebound, Hayes. Zoe with it. Gives to Abby Head. Head going to be called.
I was going
to say for the travel, but a foul.
Yeah, it could have been a walk.
A big call in favor of Clay County sends Abby Head to the line. Now, that's the 19th foul against Clark Range. The next one will be automatic double bonus shooting two. Head, though, has the front end of a 1-1. Shots up. And it's good. We have a three-point contest. 57-54. Another free throw coming. 2.5 minutes left. Two of the state's best teams playing here. I know it's early in the season to say that, but Clay County and Clark Range, hard to get better than that. Second free throw is missed by Head. Clark Range with rebound.
That put them on line.
Ticky-tacky foul called against Tammy Buford. That's her fourth. And we're going to see Maddie Bush go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1.
Bush pretty much been held in check here in the second half, Daniel. That's just her third, I guess, about 6 points here in the second half after scoring double digits in the first two quarters. So good defense by Clay County.
Bush hits both of those free throws, putting Clark Range back in front by five, 59-54. Plenty of time left, 2:15 on the clock. Jenkins with it across the timeline, works out of a trap, gets to the hoop, shots up, good.
Oh!
Back to three.
Oh, that's big.
Nice move by the senior. 2 minutes left. Lady Buffalo's with it. Sales hands off to Rogers. Rogers going to stand there. Jenkins steps out, forces the pass down to Bush. Bush defended by Buford, minute 53 and ticking. Clark Range 59, Clay County 56. Bush into the paint, kicks it out to the corner. Now back to Rogers at the wing. A foul called against Isaac Jenkins. The Clay County fans disgusted with that call. The Clark Range faithful, of course, love it because it sends Rogers to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Looked like Eliza cleanly reached in and tied up the ball. I was expecting a jump ball call, but it's a foul, and that's Eliza's fifth. She expires from the contest. Free throw good by Rogers. Earns the right to shoot another.
Jenkins played really well tonight on the defensive end, Daniel. Finished with 5 points, made that big three early. Not a good thing to see your senior go to the bench in a game like this.
Second free throw, no good. Buford with the rebound. 4 points to lead for Clark Range. Hayes to Burchett. Burchett to the hoop. Score! We've got a two-point game. 60-58. Minute and a half left.
Need to stop.
Bush with it. Going to be picked up in the backcourt by Head. Abby got a force or two. Work here.
Don't body
her. Bush into the paint. Kicks out to Sales. Now to Rogers. Minute 15 and ticking. Rogers working against Buford. Clark Range just going to hold this thing. Minute 9 and ticking. Stowers with it. Under pressure from Hayes. 5 second call. Down to Missouri Hayes. And the senior with the great defense gives Clay County a possession here. What a job.
That's a good job.
1 minute left. Lady Dogs trail by two. 58-60. Upton with it, right wing, gives to Hayes, inside the Burchett, Browning it again.
Charge! Yeah!
Has been called against Browning Burchett, and it's absolutely...
Well, calling for the hook, Daniel. Caught the line on the pass, turned to the inside, the referee calls the hook with the left hand.
That's awful.
The offensive foul gives the ball back to Clark Range. 45 seconds to tick and a foul now call against Zoe Hayes. Hayes kind of wanting the foul there in that situation.
Well, he's got to do something now, but I mean she's going to tie the game right there.
44.9 seconds. Riley Burchett had a wide open line.
I can't believe that guy called
it. To tie this game up. And one of the more questionable calls that I've seen was called right there. We've got Rogers hitting the front end of the double bombers, putting the park range in front by three. She misses everything on the second. So, Clay County gets the ball here, 44.9 seconds. They trail by three, 61-58. Coach, how do you play this? Do you quickly try to get down there?
I'd still try to go inside right now if I could.
Clay County inbounds. Hayes with it. Works to Burchett. Bradley with it. Top of the key. Back to Zoe. Now Upton. Right corner. Inside to Burchett. Burchett, they're going to say she stepped on the baseline. And that probably is a good call. Just ran out of room. She spun to her right, or to her left, which was baseline side, and the toe went out of bounds. 30 seconds now. Clark Range back with it. 61-58. They have a three-point lead. Clay County going to be called for the foul. And it certainly has not taken a lot of contact tonight. Every officiating group is different. Hadn't taken a lot of contact tonight to bring out the whistles with 23.8 seconds left. Chloe Rogers goes to the line to shoot two. Lady Buffaloes lead by three, 61-58. First one's up, away, and good. Two possession game now, 62-58. Second one's away. No good. Four-point game. 22 seconds. Timeout call. Coach Walker wants to talk to his girls. We're going to take a break, too. 22 seconds left. Clark Range 62, Clay County 58.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud of. Offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, 22 seconds left. Clay County with the basketball. They inbound from the Clark Range end, so they have the full length of the court to travel here. Clock won't start until Hayes touches it. She immediately does so, though. So we've got the clock spinning. 18 seconds and going. Lady Dogs trail by four. Got to score quick. Got to do it now. Head with it. Three-pointer. Left wing. Up. No good. Got her on rebound. Put back is no good. We're down to 7 seconds. Lady Buffs with it. This is going to be the ball game.
Better now.
A foul's called. Heather Upton, we're going to draw the foul with 4 seconds left. It's going to be sophomore Addie Stowers going to the line to shoot two with her team already leading by four. So close game. Going to end in heartbreak here for Clay County. Come up here and fight, you know. And Coach Sims was talking about during the break there. It's just so hard. And that's why, even though we've had some great teams, won a state championship in 2012, all through that time, though, it's been 20 years since the Lady Dogs have won a game in this gym. Sowers hits both of those free throws, making it 64-58. Timeout taken by Coach Rogers. We'll play one more timeout here, at least maybe two. 4 seconds left, Lady Dogs trail by six.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, 4 seconds left. Have you hit inbounds to Burchett? Actually, the ball hits Bush's head, and the clock starts. And 4 seconds later, the buzzer sounds. Once again, it's the Lady Buffs. They have won several straight now in the series. Final score in this one, 64-58. We'll come back and do the Lady Dog wrap-up right to you, Baco panels, in just a few moments.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome to the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee, where the Lady Bulldogs just fell to the Lady Buffaloes 64-58. In a game that ended up being a heartbreaker down the stretch, Coach. Kind of like what we thought early. Clay County stayed in it. They trailed by one at the end of the second quarter. And then Clark Range started to get some shots to fall and went up by eight at the break.
Yeah, I thought we lost the game in the first half. I thought we came out and did all right there for a few possessions. But, you know, I don't know if we were nonchalant or what was going on, but we just threw it away way too much. I mean, we had people in the passing lane. We wasn't even reading it, you know. Caused us bukus of turnovers and got us getting in that hole. We was down, what, eight at halftime, you know. And I thought played really good the second half for the most part. You know, came back and really should have tied it up there. I thought we got a terrible call on Bradley there. They called a hook or something, but that's just the way it goes up here. You don't get many calls and.
Down, like you said, down 8 at halftime. They actually stretched it out to 11.
Yeah.
Heading into the fourth quarter. And then Clay County came home. Made this thing a game.
Yeah.
Midway through, about 4 minutes to go. Got it within the 2-point ball game. Huge possession with about a minute to play. It just is that call you were talking about. Had a chance to tie the game. Had what we wanted. Riley Burchett posted up the pass letter into the middle of the court, into the middle of the paint. She was spinning as she caught it, had a wide open layup.
Yeah.
And he called the hook. She hooked her defender and called the offensive foul. And that was pretty much over after
that. I didn't see that. You know, that would have tied it. And they go down, and I don't know, we fouled them or something, and they got it back out to three. Because we had a chance or two there to, you know, to cut it to tied or cut it to one, and then we never could score after that. But, you know, they just got to take this one and learn from it. You know, Clark Range, they're tough. I don't care. You know, if you're better than them, they're still hard to beat.
We're thinking the Lady Buffaloes are down this year.
They are.
They got three players in double digits tonight. Addie Stowers is scoring 26 points. Maddie Bush, we expected from her, she had 18. And then Rogers also with 12, mostly free throws down the stretch. I'm sorry, Schultz had the big three-pointer. She's the one that scored 12.
She hit.
Rogers had six. Smith had two. So, you know, these players played well for Coach Hutton.
Well, they did, but I still think this is one of the weaker teams he's had, you know, in my time. Back in the, I don't know, early 2000s, somewhere along there, he had a couple teams that wasn't too strong, but I think they were better than this team. But, you know, it's a long season. You know, it's according to how much we improve, how much they improve. You know, if you're going to lose one, this is where you want to do it at, up here. You know, they're hard to beat up here. You get them in your gym or on the neutral floor.
Right.
They're a little easier to beat most of the time, but we just got to learn from this one and, you know, get better. You know, I just kind of think our girls need to be a little mentally tougher. You know, they just make these mental mistakes. You know, these passes. There's no need to making them. Some of the passes they tried to make. They just got to learn from it.
They're a pretty inexperienced group starting in Clay County right now.
It
only
is.
Five or six games under their belt. So I think you're right. That's going to improve. Scoring for Clay County tonight, Bradley Burchard led the way with 21 points. Zoe Hayes had five. Liza Jenkins, five. Abby Head, eight. Hallie Buford, big second half, 11, all in the second half. And Madison Hayes, eight. So pretty good distribution there for Clay County, I think.
Yeah, we scored enough points. You know, 58, that'll win you about any girls game, you know, if you play defense at all. But this didn't work out tonight. Maybe we can get them the next time.
Coach, good to have you. We'll see you next Tuesday at Red Boiling, folks. This has been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels as built right here at home in Hermit Springs. Stay with us for the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for boys action here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off for Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back here to the Horizon Sports Network. About 4.5 minutes into this boys contest gets going. We'll go ahead here on the CarQuest pregame show and do the budget pest control boys 7A update. There's only been one district 7A boys contest prior to tonight, and that came back on Tuesday when it was Peake County beating Red Bone Springs 63-23. Tonight's action sees 5-2 Gordonsville and Coach Greg Bibb hosting 6-1 Joseph Aminette and his Peake County Bobcats. Coach Watson, that's a game I'm going to let you choose the winner of. Who do you like between Gordonsville hosting Peake County on the boys' side? Let's see. That red one. This one and then that. There you go.
All right. Now, I'm on, sounds like. I know that'd be a tough ball game. I don't know. I guess, you know, go with the experience with Pickett tonight because, you know, with I think when they've picked up that fourth ball player this year, and they're going to be tough to handle by anybody.
Other action has 2-6 Red Bone Springs stepping outside of district play, going down to 4-2 Jackson County. Jackson moved up to a double-A program this year. 2-8 Clark Range, of course, hosting tonight 4-1 Clay County. And a District 8 matchup, a Region 4 set of opponents here for Clay County. 3-2 Joe Burns is traveling to 2-2 Trousdale County. Who do you like in that one,
Joe? I think I'm going to go with Joe Burns, you know, based on the fact that a whole lot of their basketball team this year is built around one of the football players, and he may not be hardly ready yet, as we know kinds of circumstances of how that is. So, you know, I don't know the competition that Joe Burns has played, but I think, you know, they didn't make it down into the playoffs very far. So, I know for the football team they had some size.
Yeah. So Joe Burns there for Coach Watson. Not much on the District 7A standings. Peake County does lead with their 1-0 district record. Clark Ridge, Clay County, and Gordonsville all tied at 0-0. And Red Bone in fifth place with that 0-1 record. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, the authority in bug busting for over a quarter of a century. We'll go ahead now and wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashton Strong Insurance. Thomas, let's make sure that we cover it all just like their agency does. We'll let you get things started.
Well, Daniel, before I do that, I know you've already introduced him tonight, but just want to say what an honor it is to have Coach Watson back with us here for another season of Bulldog Basketball on the Horizon Sports Network. You know, he knows a little bit about boys basketball. We like to talk about it each year. 18-year career leading the Bulldogs back in the day. He went 447 and 143 over that span. He included 11 district titles, 5 region championships, 5 sub-state appearances, 3 straight state tournaments in a row from 84 to 86, and a Final Four appearance. Just like Coach Sims on the girls' side, this guy's a living legend sitting beside us, and we're thankful to have you here again, Coach.
Hey, guys, you know, it's great to be back for another year and looking forward to this year and looking forward to some great competitive basketball games. We've had some good ones to begin the season. Had a little rough luck the other night against a real, real good AAA team.
We've got a target on our backs. Anytime you win a state championship, Coach, you're going to get everybody's best game. And, you know, everybody takes it up a notch. And I expect that here tonight, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can remember back years of past, after we'd have a great year, if someone would beat us, the next year, occasionally they'd be able to do that. And it was like, you know, they'd won a state tournament or something. They'd celebrate and fill the stands out onto the floor and all that kind of stuff. But there's nothing like being number one.
That's right. Coach, you know, Clay County's boys have had a lot of success recently against Clark Range. Coach Edwards, during his career, he's played them 53 prior times. He's 44-9 against Clark Range. Hadn't lost to them since 2014. They've had 16 straight wins against Clark Range. What's the biggest key tonight to get that 17th straight win against them?
Well, I think, you know, just come out and play our basketball from the beginning and not worry about who we're playing against, because sometimes, you know, when we think we're supposed to win, the other team, they don't think we're supposed to win.
That's right.
And sometimes we've got to take that into consideration.
Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Ashton Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Now it's time for the State Farm Boys starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. For Clark Range, the home team, as we said earlier, they have a 2-8 record on the year. Their first-year head coach, Jermaine McElbain, leading the program up here for the Buffaloes. Starting for them, number 0, Chris Beatty. Number 1, Case Cordell. Number 13, Connor LaRue. Number 15, Evan Cantrell. And number 24, Joshua Durham. The Clay County Bulldogs, the visiting team here tonight on the range. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, he's in his 22nd season overall, leading the Dogs, I suppose, making him the longest tenured head coach in the history of the Bulldog basketball program. 482 wins overall to 192 losses. Clay County currently with a 4-1 record on this season. And as I'm sure you know, they are the defending single-A state champions. Starting for Clay County, a junior. Number 3, Jimmy Burchett. A junior. Number 13, Keaton Arms. And then a trio of seniors. Number 2, Eli Smith. Number 4, Jim Spivey. And the reigning Tennessee Mr. Basketball, a senior. Number 11, Grant Strong. That's been the State Farm Boys starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Vox. Like your good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Here at Clark Range, it'll be Clay County, the visiting team, wearing their black jerseys, gold numerals on them. Clark Range, the home team, dressed in all white. Blue letters on those jerseys that say Clark Range. Yellow numerals. Clay County going to shoot Thomas to the hoop at our left during the first half of play. Clark Range will shoot to the hoop to our right during the first half of play as we sit high atop the bleachers.
Now, we talked about it, Daniel. Last time out for the Dogs, their first loss in over a year. We're right at it. Good pasture. The Division II state champion beat the Dogs in the regular season sometime right before Christmas. I expect them to come out tonight and avenge that one and come out with a different attitude and a little better intensity here at Clark Range than we saw against Clinton. Don't get me wrong, Clinton was a great team. But Clay County got a little wake-up call earlier this week, Daniel.
You know, you use the term a good loss sometimes.
That's right.
And perhaps that was a good loss for this Bulldog basketball team as they go into district play. Clay County going to control the tip. Grant Strong, as usual, taking care of those duties. Senior point guard Eli Smith with it out top. As I finish jotting down these starters for the Buffaloes, so I can try to learn them and call them off. Bear with me. Took me about a quarter and a half to learn the Lady Buffaloes, but once I got them, Thomas, I put the sheet down and didn't even look at it anymore. So maybe it'll be that quick with the boys.
Well, it's been a while since you called a basketball game, Daniel.
Yeah. Turnover for Clay County. Coach, watch them on the hat. I mean,
we tried to make an inbound pass down to Keaton and got it just a little bit low to him. You know, to a postman, you know, a bounce pass is not real good to a postman a lot of times.
Not always the best injury. Beatty with it out top. Hands off to Durham. Durham kicks across to LaRue at right wing. He's defended by Spivey. Now back to Beatty, the true point guard of the squad. Kicks back to Cantrell. His three-pointer, no good. Rebound Arms. Keaton ahead to Grant Strong. Grant pulls up top of the key. Now puts on the gas again to the hoop. Scores. Down to the left side of the lane. Silky smooth as he lays that one in off the glass. Clay County up 2-0. Buffaloes with it. Burchett defending. Durham out top. Durham gives it up. Over to Beatty. Kicks it in the corner to Cordell. And Cordell breaks the drought for the Buffaloes with the three-pointer. Clark Range in front, 3-2. Jimmy Burchett, his first year as a starter for Coach Edwards, filling in, of course, for the last year senior.
Good back cut. Great back cut on that.
Burchett scores the bucket from down low. Silk, the only senior on last year's squad, of course. And Burchett coming in, filling the starting role, Thomas, four starters are turning on this state championship team. No secret that the same thing's expected by most of the state.
Yeah, especially with the reclassification, Clay County, the odds-on favorite to repeat as state champions. And you see why, you know, the veteran leadership of these seniors, the junior Keaton Arms, who hasn't played much yet this year, only his second game back, Daniel. And then Burchett, very capable junior also, and then the deep bench that Coach Edwards has. So a good squad here for Clay County. Trying to defend the title is Grant Strong. Puts up his second shot of the night and tips it back in.
Buffaloes had missed the baseline jumper, rebounded by Spivey. Spivey out, it passed to Strong. Strong took care of the rest there. Clay County up 6-3. 6-minute mark here of this opening quarter of play. Beatty with it, right wing, defended by Smith. Eli called for the touch foul. Eli's such a great defender, but he does get a little body in there sometimes, and 99% of the time he's allowed to. Maybe not tonight, though, Thomas. We saw during girls' action how touchy the officiating could be.
Well, it kind of turned that way. There was a long time there when it was, you know, good, tough, hard-nosed defense, beat, scratch, knock on each other, and then all at once you looked up, and if you got anywhere near anyone.
And that's tough on a player.
Yeah, it is.
You get used to the
right
calling and start adapting your play to the calling, and then the calling changes mid-game. Clark Range with the ball. LaRue with it. Right block working. Hands off to Cordell. Jump shot blocked by Spivey. No question about that one. Clean block off ball. And now a jump ball called as Spivey and LaRue were tied up for it. Possession arrow in favor of Clark Range. 5:33 mark, first quarter. Buffaloes inbound from their own baseline. Clay County up 6-3.
Yeah, great defense by Spivey. Actually, back-to-back rejections right there by the senior, Daniel. Spivey has always been impressed with his defensive play in the post.
And he's physically got a lot stronger in the last year. Played some football this year. It's about that aggression to the basketball court, it seems. And he's improved quite a bit, has he not?
Yeah.
I really think. He kind of came on as a knockdown shooter. That's what he was known for. And, you know, he's a great all-around player here, Daniel. He's averaging double figures right, you know, behind Grant Strong so far this season. And just does a wide array of things for this Clay County team.
Keaton Arms misses a 10-foot jumper on the inbound play. Rebound by Beatty. Beatty has it stripped away by Burchett. And they say it goes off.
Carried it out on his heel.
Sure did. Nice defensive play by Jimmy Burchett. 5-10 and ticking, first quarter. 6-3 the score. Slow pace to open this one. Both teams feeling each other out, give and go. Arms to Strong. Strong lays it in for two.
Nice and soft.
Good chemistry there between the junior and the senior, and a timeout taken. by head coach Jermaine McElbane. 5:04 mark, first quarter. Clay County 8, Clark Ranch 3.
Looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Clark Ranger. Clay County leads 8-3 here early in the first quarter. Quick timeout by the Buffaloes, Daniel.
Yeah, Coach McElbane trying to keep things from getting out of hand against, like we said, you know, the favorite single-A team in the state. 8-3 right now at this point. I'm sure McElbane, probably a veteran coach, his first year here at Clark Ranger. Hey, Coach, I don't know his history.
I think he's worked a lot in AAU ball over and around in Putnam County.
Spivey takes a three-pointer from left wing. No good. Rebounded by Cantrell. Cantrell spins in the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Burchett. Burchett has it taken away by LaRue. Now Cordell back to LaRue. Shot up. And no good. Rebound to Arms. Keaton with it. Arms just so powerful. Ends up losing the handle on it. Gets it back now. Chest pass all the way to the knee. Record ahead to Strong. Strong to Smith. Smith scores.
Good pass. Good floor coverage.
10-3 now, Clay County in front. No jinx in the armor of this Bulldog team, all the way from head coach Rob Edwards down to the reserves on the bench, and Thomas Lee starting five. Just so good.
Yeah, and you can see the attitude they've come out here with tonight. You know, Coach Edwards challenged them this week, I'm sure, after the first loss, and Clay County has responded right out of the gate. The defensive pressure is just unbelievable so far from really the entire team, Burchett and Smith, leading the way with that.
Durham with it. Throws it out of bounds. Eli Smith creating a bad pass and a turnover. Clay County looking to extend their seven-point lead. They currently lead 10-3. Thomas, we've talked about the prowess of the Bulldogs, but another team sitting right here in District 7, Coach Watson, that's every bit as good as Clay County, the Piggy County Bobcats.
Absolutely.
Returned four starters just like we did.
Yes.
Of course, they got put out, I believe, in the final four of the state tournament last year. And they've set the woods on fire so far early in this season, too. So when those teams meet, going to be some big clashes.
And I believe that comes up about the first week after Christmas break.
Sure does. Sure does. I remember well the four contests last year. Three of them happening in Salina due to COVID satellite games during the postseason. His arms is at the line to shoot two. Keaton was fouled.
That's over with this year.
It is. We lose that advantage.
We got that central tournament tonight again in Livingston, I believe.
I think so. That's the talk. Arms good on the first free throw. Good to see Arms back healthy. Had to miss so much of the football season with a foot injury, and he looks healthy now, Thomas.
Yeah, good shot there.
Saw his first action in the Clinton game, was in foul trouble a lot of that, so didn't see the floor a whole lot, did he, Coach Watson?
No, and you know, it seemed like he was just a second behind on everything.
Pitch both of those free throws. Clay County up by nine. Full court pressure being applied by the Dogs. Buffaloes beat it, though. Jimmy Burchett with the steal, though. Took it out of the hands of LaRue. Burchett the other way. Ooh! I wasn't sure if it was a running floater or an alley-oop. Either way, it hit the rim. Burchett got his own rebound.
He got his rebound and put it in.
Sure
I
did.
I think that was meant to be an alley-oop.
I think so. Jimmy Burchett on the bucket, Thomas.
The alley worked with the oop, didn't
it? 14-13 now. Clay County has built a double-digit 11-point lead. 3:15 and ticking first quarter. And as we were mentioning, Clay County been pretty dominant in this series for a while. 16 straight wins against Clark Range. Last time they lost to them in 2014. During the last 10 seasons, Clay County 18-6 against the Buffaloes.
Good move.
We see LaRue scoring on the reverse layup, making it 14-5. And I'll say it one more time just because it's impressive to me. Coach Edwards in his career, 44-9 against Clark Range. Strong with it out top. Dishes down low to a sub. That's Bryce Bailey, the junior, who scores the bucket. What a great pass by Strong. Just a little bit of a behind-the-back underhand toss. And Bailey cleaning it up. Bailey, another character here who's going to play a big role this year. He, along with his classmate, junior John Hamilton, who have checked into the contest. Both experienced players now, Thomas. John Hamilton saw a lot of time last year. Bailey really stepping into the spotlight for the first time this season.
Yeah, both were reserves coming off the bench last year. Saw some action, but Bailey really stepped up his game and earning some player time as LaRue pulls an elbow shot, Daniel. Good-looking shot.
Sure did. Knocked it down. Nothing but net. 16-7.
He's a good shooter.
9-point lead for Clay County. 2-minute mark, first quarter. Strong with it, left wing. Guarded by LaRue. Uses a merchant screen. Works to the right. Spot three-pointer in and out. No good. Rebounded by Case Cordell. Cordell with it. He's a good player for Clark Range. I remember him well from last year. Point sticks out to me as a great hustler. You always see him working hard. He gives off to Cantrell. Cantrell working against Beatty. Now to Beatty. Actually, that's Durham with it. Durham drives the left side of the lane. Hands off to LaRue, who fires the three. I'm going to get them straight in a minute. That was Cantrell on the three-pointer, making it 16-10. Coach Watson, that was a part of the kryptonite this past Tuesday for Clay County. A strong goes to the hoop, loses a handle. Buffalo's going to take over. Clinton, when they beat Clay County Tuesday night, were 14 of 25 on three-pointers. Shot 56% from behind the arc and had 42 points on triples alone.
Yeah, I know during the ball game we cut that big lead down to 8 and got the ball back. We were thinking, you know, hey, we're going to make that run. They come back and hit 4 straight three-pointers, and basically the ball game's over.
Clark Range with it. Beatty, right wing, defended by Smith, uses the LaRue screen, works left, hands off to Durham, now back to LaRue, defended by Arms, keeping an eye's access to the, actually LaRue gets baseline, misses the shot though, Arms with the rebound, King gives off to Strong, Grant ahead now to Andrew Smith, to Hamilton, Hamilton shot up good.
Good touch pass.
That was beautiful. Andrew Smith had it in right corner, tossed it back to Strong, who had a full head of steam coming. He drew the attention of the post defenders and handed it off to Hamilton. Don't get much better than that as far as ball movement.
Yeah, just unselfish. The give and go on the outside, and Hamilton the beneficiary of it.
18-10, Clay County leading. Clark Range with a few subs in. During the quarter break, I'll try to jot those names down. First game of the season, I'm a little behind. 10 seconds and ticking now. Buffalo's with it. Beatty out top. Gives to LaRue. Down to 8 seconds. LaRue drives, working against Arms. Gives off now to number 12. A sub in. He dishes back inside. And we're going to have a foul called. No, they're going to wave it off. So the first quarter ends. They started to call a foul on Eli Smith. Eli, though, the buzzer beat the whistle. And they're going to wave it off. So 18-10. Clay County leads by 8. Is into 1.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live for the start of the second quarter. Clay County leading. Actually, they've got 0.3 seconds on the clock. We're going to finish
right.
That first quarter.
Right.
I'm sure we'll roll right into the second, though. So 0.3 seconds put back during that break. Inbound pass denied by Keaton Arms. And we're going to stay here and play ball? No, we're going to go back to the bench.
Now we're going to for the quarter break.
Well, I tell you what.
You can't commit a foul if the time's off the clock.
Right.
So we had to put some time up and call the foul.
So, we're going to go back to break. Now, the first quarter is actually over. Still 18-10, Clay County.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live for the second attempt at the start of the second quarter. Players still on the benches right now. They're fixing to come out, though. On the floor for Clay County, we're going to see junior Keaton Arms, junior John Hamilton, senior Jeff Spivey, senior Eli Smith, and junior Jimmy Burchett. So Grant Strong going to get a bit of a breather here to start the quarter.
Clay County was six players, a half a dozen already on the board here tonight. Daniel Grant Strong leading the way with six, and then five others have ended the scoreboard. So, we've seen Strong with three or four assists already tonight, just spreading the wealth for him.
And, you know, we need that team effort. Grant's going to get his. There's no doubt about that. I noticed in that Clinton game that no other scorer got outside of single digits. And going to have some of that contribution. Nice to see us opening up that way tonight. Clark Range with the possession here to start this second quarter. 18-10, Clay County leading. LaRue with it, left corner. Tried to go inside to Cantrell. That was denied, though, by Hamilton. LaRue out top, defended by Arms. Picks up, hands off to Cantrell. Cantrell wanting to drive against Hamilton. Step back three, no good. Rebound Spivey. Jeff hands off to Eli. Smith across the timeline. Nice pass to Hamilton. Hamilton going to finish it.
Good hesitation and move.
4 points now for Big John Hamilton. As we see Grant Strong now back at the scores table. When you play so much of the minutes of a contest, sometimes just getting a 60-second breather is a big deal,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah, great job by Eli Smith forcing the issue right there, Daniel, getting the ball up the court quick, and Hamilton back-to-back buckets for Clay County here to give them this 10-point lead.
Arms with the rebound off of a Rue miss. Hands off to Smith. Eli pressing the issue. Now he slows it down. Backs up toward near midcourt. Puts it in motion. Kicks to Burchett. Burchett right corner. Tried to go inside to John Hamilton. And pass was stolen. Hamilton trips Smith. Whistles blow. Eli Smith, he's playing. But dealing with some pain. It's had some back stuff. I know preseason, maybe set up a scrimmage or something, I believe. Just a little bit of time. And he goes to the bench. Big John Hamilton, and he got tangled up. He and I took a bit of a tumble. He's fine and dandy, but Coach Edwards is going to let him collect himself on the bench for a moment, checking back in Grant Strong now.
See, Daniel, he's kind of checking his mouth a little bit and in quite a bit of pain as he talks to assistant coach Andrew Meadows over there. But I'm sure right, a tough kid. I think he's going to be okay.
One of the toughest. Just had a great, this is the first time we broadcast basketball, of course, since the state championship. So pleased with Eli's performance in that game. What a gutsy performance he had down the stretch in the second half defensively. Saw a couple great pictures of him laid out parallel to the ground, diving for balls, just a good hustle with everybody else. Arms with the rebound off of Mias, works ahead to Spivey. Spivey shot, left block, no good. Bailey tried to keep it alive, could not hang on though, goes out of bounds. Clark Grant's going to take back over. Clay County right now has the Buffaloes doubled up, 20-10, 6:08 mark second quarter. Coach, thoughts so far about this one?
Well, it's kind of going as we thought it would. It's a little bit of a low scoring on, but I guess 20 points in a quarter, not a bad quarter, but it seems like it's kind of slow.
Buffaloes with Durham right wing, hands off to Cantrell, baseline jump shot, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it looks like the official going to award it to back to the Buffaloes.
Yeah, I think Strong got a hand in there, got a hand on it.
Durham to inbound. Has trouble finding anywhere to go, getting close to 5 seconds. Finally works it into LaRue, nearly stolen by Arms. And they're going to say he got his hand under the ball and carried it there. So a turnover for the Buffaloes. Clay County.
Strong agitated him a little bit, I believe.
Clay County taking him back over. And we do talk about Strong's offensive prowess so much, but defensively, due to his great length and wingspan, he is very disruptive on that end of the court, too. Arms, power move, right block, misses the shot, goes on rebound. Ends up having it taken away by Cantrell. Cantrell the other way for Clark Range. Dishes to the corner to Beatty. Shot up, no good. Rebound strong. Grant has it knocked away by Beatty. Arms comes up with the loose ball. Gives it back to Grant. Now Grant dishes to Spivey. Spivey scores left block and draws the foul. Just great teamwork. You know, that's the takeaway so far in this one. The chemistry and the teamwork we see amongst these players.
Absolutely, absolutely.
They're playing very well. Not necessarily outside shots falling for Clay County. Just the hustle, the defensive intensity, and the sharing of the ball. Another assist there for Strong as they collapsed on him, and he dished and made the right play to Spivey.
Spivey completing the three-point play from the free throw line there. 23-10, Clay County in front by 13, using a little bit of full court pressure now. Burgett and Spivey have a trap on. Bryce Bailey comes up with those ball, gets the strong, strong shot, left block, good. Timeout taken by Coach McElbane and Clark Range. 5-10 mark, second quarter. Clay County starting to flex their muscle. 15-point lead, 25-10.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where Clay County leads 25-10 here, 5 minutes to go here in the first half, and there's seven Bulldogs on the board for Clay County, being led by Grant Strong to 8 points.
Clark Range with it, arms with a steal. Keaton across the timeline, bounce pass ahead to Spivey, shot up, left ball, good.
Good ball handling.
I tell you, arms coming up with a lot of these turnovers and things. Pulled down several rebounds, has a couple steals, Bryce Bailey steals another, his shot good. 6-foot jumper in the paint by Bryce Bailey. Good. Clay County on a quick flurry of offensive scoring here. 29-10, a 19-point lead just like that. Thomas, it doesn't seem like long ago it was 20-10, and now we've almost tripled that score up to 30.
Clark Range hadn't had a bucket since late in the first quarter, Daniel. Clay County is on a 13-0 run.
Clay County getting it back here. 4:35 mark and ticking second quarter. 29-10, Jimmy Burchett running the point right now. On the floor with him, Spivey, Strong, Arms, and Bailey. Smith still on the bench. He's not re-entered since he went down to the floor here earlier. Does appear to be okay over there. Long three-pointer by Strong, in and out, no good. Rebound by Cantrell. Cantrell works ahead to Beatty. Beatty across the timeline. Hands off to Cordell. Case Cordell, three-pointer right wing, in and out, no good. Rebound Strong. Grant Payne quick across the timeline. Has teammates. Got a Euro step, score. What a move. Coach, that big long stride of his, covered around 10, 12 feet with one big stride. Stolen away by Spivey. Ahead to Strong. Strong, same move in the paint. Shot no good. Knocked out of bounds by Bailey. And the Buffaloes going to take back over. Substitutes now. Andrew Smith checking back in along with sophomore Wyatt Browning. Browning, someone who so far this season, for head coach Rob Edwards, has been averaging somewhere around about 11 minutes of game time in each contest. So
he's developing each ball game. Yes.
Coach Edwards has always talked about.
I think I will take a drink.
Coach Edwards always bragged on Browning, and now we're starting to see him in action. Another steal. Bailey headed strong, slam dunk. Pretty powerful two-hand jam by Strong. And just like that, Clay County leading by 23 points, 33-10. Timeout taken, Clark Range, full timeout, 3:27 mark, second quarter.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Clark Range, where Clay County is on a 17-0 run to get up 33-10, 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Grant Strong just threw down a two-handed jam. He's got 12 points for Clay County. Six other players on the board, Daniel. Just a great start so far for the Bulldogs.
3:27 mark second quarter as we resume play. On the floor, sophomore Andrew Smith joined by sophomore Wyatt Browning. Accompanying them, junior Bryce Bailey and a pair of seniors, Grant Strong and Jeff Spivey. Andrew Smith, the younger brother of Eli, he's another one that Coach Edwards has heavily bragged on. And if you look at those stats provided by Coach Meadows, you see that Smith has been playing around 13 minutes of game time these open the season, so he's a big part of what's going on here, too.
Yeah, Smith, Bailey, Hamilton, you know, Hamilton started a lot of games, and you talk about Browning also, and a lot of key reserves for this Clay County team. Pretty, maybe deeper than last year, Daniel, as far as experience-wise.
I think so. You looked at around seven guys last year that saw excellent time. And already we mentioned about 10 right there. Buffalo's back with it. Bailey
good shot.
Getting a three-pointer. Making it a 20-point game now, 33-13. We'll do another Subway Trivia Challenge question at halftime. Nicole Davis was the answer to the girls' trivia question. As Strong goes to the paint and scores. 2:22 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County back in front by 22 after Strong adds the bucket from right block. And, you know, Grant, another one, and Coach, you can speak to this much better than I can, but strange to say that somebody as good as he is has improved, but I see him now even a stronger player than he was a year ago.
Yes, I think so.
Just more physical. He, obviously, he's grown during that time, got thicker, and just more mature in all ways. And as we see Spivey take a shot from left corner, no good, rebounded by the Buffaloes. But I remember Coach Edwards talking about the big change in Tyreek Key from junior to senior year. And you kind of already thought, well, hey, he's already great, but you saw that improvement, and I think you see the same thing going on with Strong.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. And as he pulls up from deep for three, and Browning gets an over-the-back call there as he tries to clean up the miss by Strong. But, yeah, just if nothing else, the physicality he has. I've seen him step up his defensive intensity when he needs to and finish at the rim a little better. But he's always had the great mid-range shot and like you said before, about the stride and the speed he has to get to the rim. And we've seen that kind of go up another notch this year.
We have. And one other thing that I'll mention about it is Clark Rains with the basketball here. Some folks may not know it, but Strong spent a month playing football for the Bulldogs this year. Played in four games with them and caught four touchdown passes during that time. So showed that he was strong on that end, too, as we see Nate Adams, the freshman, come up with a steal. Nate the other way to Jimmy, and he scores.
Great pass.
On the 4-4 Clay County right now, we've got Keaton Arms down at the post. Nate Adams and Jimmy Burchett, along with Andrew Smith, who just steals it away from the Buffaloes, and Bryce Bailey, who now has it. Bailey tried to pass ahead to Adams. That pass batted away. Getting close to the end of this second quarter, 40 seconds and ticking. 24 points the lead for Clay County, 37-13. So forgive me if I've wandered a little bit through the course of this second quarter. Clay County just with a dominant lead right here. Buffaloes with it. Man drives inside, kicks off the Cantrell, 10-foot jump shot, no good. Rebound Burchett, Jimmy with it, 20 seconds, crosses the timeline, dribbles to the left, gives the arms, Keaton now to Bailey. Now Andrew Smith right wing, back to Bryce Bailey, back to Jimmy, 10 seconds on the clock. Now down to five, Burchett going to take it himself, no, kicks out Andrew Smith, three-pointer left corner, no good, put back by arms and the buzzer, good. Keaton Arms with an exclamation mark there to end the second quarter at the buzzer with a bucket off of a rebound. 39-13, your halftime score from here at Clark Range. It is Clay County with a huge 26-point lead on the road against the Buffaloes.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades. and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Clark Range, Tennessee, as where Clay County leads Clark Range 39-13 here at intermission. And the Bulldogs have really poured it on the Buffaloes here, especially in the second period. They led 18-10 after the first quarter was over, and then outscored the Buffaloes 21-3 in the second stanza to take this 26-point lead here at halftime. And it came via a 17-0 run that started on the last play of the first quarter. John Howland scored back-to-back buckets. Jeff Spivey, Grant Strong, Bryce Bailey all getting in on the action. And Strong finished off the unanswered spurt with a two-handed jam about 3 minutes to go left in the half. And Clay County led 33-10. Then at that point, they added to it to make it 26 for your halftime score of 39-13. Grant Strong's leading the way for Clay County with 14 points. Jeff Spivey has 5. Eli Smith, 2. Keaton Arms, 4. Jimmy Burchett has 6. John Hamilton has 4. And Bryce Bailey, 4 at the half. Clay County's also perfect from the free throw line, making 3 of 3 attempts. For Clark Range, Chris Beatty has 3 points. Case Cordell has 3. Connor LaRue, 4. And Evan Cantrell has 3 for the Buffaloes. Again, Clay County leads 39-13 here at intermission in Clark Range. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back here to the Papa Grove Bunny Shop Halftime Show. Clay County with a commanding 26-point lead here at Clark Range in the half. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and check out their newly renovated restaurant on the bypass in Salina to enjoy their favorite sandwiches, because it's Subway. Fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here's the boys' trivia question from that. What Bulldog player hit 8 three-pointers in 2011 to lead the way in threes made in a single game against the Buffaloes? I'll repeat it one more time to Coach. You can't guess. You can't guess. Just for the listeners. I had to tell Coach Sims that earlier, too. So the question, again, for a Horizon Sports Network sticker, if you think you know the answer, text in the your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. What Bulldog player hit 8 three-pointers in 2011 to lead the way in threes made in a game against the Buffaloes?
That's not the record, I guess, against any team.
It probably is, but I didn't want to research it. That's a bit of a time crunch.
Well, I wasn't calling you out. I was just saying 8 is a big number.
It's a huge number. That's 24 just off of triples. But I'll share with you quickly the girls' question from earlier, and we have the correct answer. Unfortunately, I'm not going to share it because it came from Sam Daniels, who won the girls. Sam, I forgot to say that. You cannot win again tonight or in our next broadcast. We'll have to set you out for a little bit. So great job, though, Sam.
He's on it.
He is. He knew it. And, you know, Sam got one correct back during football season as well. So, like I said,
well,
Sam.
Much like you, Sam's a great historian of the Bulldogs. Probably, I don't know, I'm going to call him the greatest Bulldog fan of this era.
Yeah.
I mean, he follows every team there is. He's at every game.
Spring sports.
You can tell he soaked it all in, too.
100%. So we'll keep waiting on answers for that. Getting close now to the start of this third quarter, Coach. I know there's not a lot of analysis necessarily when you're up 39-13. What's your thoughts? Great teamwork, I know.
Yeah, and you know, the players just need to come out and play quality basketball and show a lot of respect for their opponent and play their game as hard as they can for as long as they're in the ball game.
Yeah, I agree with you, Coach. You know, just come out and play your game, and that's what Clay County's done from start in this one. So let's see if they can do it to the finish.
Things have thinned out a little bit here around us during the girls' game and the start of this boys' game. Just a packed house here at Clark Range. Some of the hometown fans have probably thinned out a little bit.
We had a leak in the roof or something.
Yeah, what atmosphere that was for that girls' game, guys. You know, when you come to Clark Range, that's what it's about. This is the mecca of girls' high school basketball, and what a game that was, even though Clay County came up short.
I agree 100%. Clay County with the ball and an alley-oop to start. It wasn't a slam dunk finish, but Grant Strong scoring 2 points from left lock. And honestly,
effort in them kind.
Well, probably a more difficult thing to do, though, to catch and shoot midair than catch and dunk midair. 7.5 minute mark, third quarter, Dogs up 41-13. They have switched into the forward, Clark Range, shooting at the hoop to our left. Clay County now the hoop to our right. LaRue with it, left corner, defended by Spivey. Forcing the pass out to Durham.
And the tough part about that shot was he split a double team to get to the ball.
Beatty now out top, defended by Smith. Nice to see Eli back out there. Almost created a turnover. Eli has carried on that torch of great Dog defense under Coach Edwards. Gunnar Silk, of course, one of the greats there. Jimmy Burchett, also Thomas, another great defender. Coach Edwards loves those guys who will play that defense. Is strong, knocks down about a 24-foot three-pointer from right wing.
Yeah, it just seems like year in, year out, Clay County's got the best defender, not just in the league, but in the Upper Cumberland. And I think Eli Smith and Jimmy Burchett right there for that title this year, guys. And you're right, you know, you got to credit Coach Edwards for that. It gets his players to take on the roles that he needs to make a complete team. And they all understand what their roles are. And they play together and they play well, don't they, Coach?
And this game of dribble drive basketball, that's one of the hardest things in the world to get a player to understand is if they have, you know, a role other than lower their head and head toward the basket.
Right.
That's a tough part of the game now to teach.
Durham was at the line to shoot two. Hit the first, missed the second, rebounded by Clay County. The foul is called against Spivey. Strong coast to coast, scores. I have a hard time sometimes describing exactly what takes place. He's got so much ball movement when he's in the air with the ball, and just kind of a pump fake there and came underhand left-handed layup with it, I guess would be the way to describe it.
Yeah, well, he finishes so many different ways, Daniel. You talk about, the left hand, the right hand, the up and under, the scoop shot, the dunk. He just knows how to put the ball in the hoop no matter what defense is standing there in front of him. If it's two guys, three guys, if they take him to the left, take him to the right, down the middle, he's just amazing how he finishes at the rim.
Clark Range with the ball, working hard, trying to get a possession for points. However, Jimmy Burchett has other thoughts. He steals it, goes the other way, misses
good
the jump
rebound
shot.
By Eli.
Rebound by Smith, feeds Strong inside. He's posted up against Case Cordell. Actually, that's Beatty. Dishes across
great
to Spivey.
Across.
Easy 2 points for Spivey. He's got to be creeping close to 10. 5:30 mark and ticking, third quarter. Dogs going to go to 5-1 on the year when this one ends. I know it's a little early to call that, but it's 48-14 right now. A 34-point lead here mid-third quarter. We'll go to 5-1 on the season. 1-0 in District 7A play, so let's talk about that for just a minute, in case you didn't hear some of the earlier comments during the girls' game. Reclassification this year in basketball for the first time in a long time. There's something besides three classes, four classes now in basketball. And realignment took Clay County out of District 6, which they've been in for 4 years now, and put them back into ever-familiar District 7 as Jimmy Burchett steals the ball, comes down, hits 8-foot jumper for two more. So back to District 7. Going to have
40-something years on that classification.
Exactly. Region 4, again, matching up with District 8, who includes some familiar faces and a lot of new faces. Trousdale County's over there. They're a familiar face. It's got Joe Burns in it. I think Kiff Academy is another one that's over there. And honestly, a couple other teams.
East Robertson's there, yes.
Played them already and beat a talented East Rob team.
I think maybe Merrill Hyde, is that correct?
I think that does sound right.
What's happened? Is Merrill Hyde still in there?
I think they are. And other familiar faces like Monterey and Jackson County, they've moved to two-way. So bit of reshaping going on for the Dawgs. And honestly, an easier conference situation than they've been in with that 18 District 6. Strong pulls down a rebound, passes it in to Spivey. Spivey adds two more. Strong going to have a lot of assists tonight, I know that.
There's no doubt about it, Daniel, and there's none no prettier than that right there. Brought it down the middle of the lane. The no-look pass to Spivey. Looked over to Smith going down the right side, and then hit Spivey down the left.
Two more points added by Clark Ranges, number 23, A.J. Brandon, a reserve. So here we are. Strong knocks down a long three-pointer, about a 24-footer from left wing, adding three more to the tally, making it 55-16, a 39-point difference here in the contest as we hit the midway mark of the third quarter. Talk about the great defense again here at Clay County. Here Clark Range is mid-third quarter, only 16 points for the Buffaloes. Reserves coming on. John Hamilton, Nate Adams, and Bryce Bailey checking back into the contest.
You know, these are tough ball games to coach. You know,
yeah.
They are, because, like I said, you know, you got to show respect to your opponent.
So we see potentially Arms, Spivey, and Strong done for the night midway through the third quarter here. I don't know that they will make a return. On the floor for Clay County, Andrew Smith, Eli Smith, John Hamilton, Bryce Bailey, and Nate Adams. Steal by Andrew Smith. Smith at the right block, kicks up to big brother Eli. Eli drives in, running jumper, good. Two more points for Eli here.
Well, guys, I always like for my starters to start each quarter,
yeah.
You know, irregardless of the score. I kind of thought that was something that...
Like you said, it shows respect for the opponent. Also shows respect by you get to that point mid-quarter, you pull them and not leave them. But there is a balance. I'm sure it is tough to – of course, Coach, you know, you had a tremendous amount of great teams there in the mid to late 70s. But the most well-known ones, of course, I guess 83, 84, 85, if I've got those years right. And I'm sure you got into this situation quite a bit where you had these 40-point leads.
We did, but, of course, we had a lot of close ball games, too. But,
right.
You know, like I said, we, I guess, all those guys, they played tough from the time that the ball was thrown up till it, you know, till it went through the last hoop at the end of the game.
Bailey fouling LaRue here. Or LaRue fouling Bailey. Sorry. Bryce going to the line to shoot two.
We scored a lot of points, but we tried not to run the score up on people. I mean, that.
In moments like this, as Bailey knocks down the first, this is big for the development and maturation
of your
6 through 10 players.
Right.
Isn't it?
It's giving them some confidence. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to get confidence when you're a second stringer playing against the first stringer in a real nervous situation.
Right.
Well, it's hard to calm down and really play up to your ability sometimes.
Bailey knocks down both free throws, 59-16. Durham drives the left side, running jumper no good. Rebound by Adams, the freshman. Comes the other way very quickly, running jumper no good. He was fouled, not going to go to the line. Clark Range has had some strong boys teams over the years,
yes,
but it has been a while. They've been down for a while. Of course, longtime Buffalo head coach Rodney Pyle left out 2 years ago. He's over at York now, served his 1 year, I think, as an assistant coach. He's the head coach now at York Institute. Clay County's got them coming up next week.
And they've got a good club this year.
That'll
really
be a strong team for sure. And other substitutions, all five starters out now as Eli Smith goes out. Freshman Lance Merchant, younger brother Jimmy coming in. So on the floor for Clay County, John Hamilton, Bryce Bailey, Nate Adams, who missed that second free throw, Andrew Smith, and Lance Merchant. Three-pointer taken and missed by Clark Range. Rebound kept alive by Jones. His shot up, no good. John Hamilton going to be called for the foul. Big John always tough to score on in the paint.
Can't resist the lean forward a little bit.
Yeah, had a little bit of a forward lean, as you said. Got over the top of the body. So it'll be Ethan Jones at the line to shoot two. Thomas, we haven't let you talk a moment. Got anything?
No, not really.
Is he still over there?
Just dominant performance by the Bulldogs. You know, they needed this. They need to come out and play sharp. They knew they were supposed to win this game and supposed to win it big. And they came out and got things together, shared the ball, and played really well. and kind of showed that sharpness that we need to see out of the dogs moving forward.
There was JV action, I believe, up here before the girls' contest. How did that go for the Bulldog boys? Big win for the JV boys. In that one, they're having a great year under the tutelage of assistant coach Andrew Metis. I think got some tournament action coming up tomorrow. There were schedule changes, though, so I won't give details about it, but a JV tournament, I believe, taking place tomorrow, maybe in White County. Steal by Lance Burgett. The freshman comes the other way, gives to Bailey. Bailey scores. Bryce Bailey adding points here to the lead, 62-17. A difference of 45 points, if my math's correct. Clark Raines still playing a couple of their starters here, as they should. No reason not to in this situation.
I think
they can be good enough to where their 6 through 10 guys
are
good. They've
got a bunch of young guys out there playing as starters on the varsity there.
Lance Burgett fires a three, right wing, no good. Rebounded by Beatty for the Buffaloes.
You talk about the JV team. You got two of them out there right now, Daniel and Burgett and Adams, and both of them are going to have bright futures here on the hardwood for Clay County.
Adams there goes coast-to-coast after still misses the shot, though, from left wall. Kicks over to Andrew Smith. Andrew in the paint, running floater, no good. Got his own rebound, put back good.
Good put back.
Minute 5 left here in the third, 64-19. Need to repeat that trivia question because other than Sam Daniels, nobody's ventured a guess. May have no choice but to award that second sticker to Sam, even though he's getting the first one for his answer to Cole Davis earlier. 50 seconds and ticking now. Andrew Smith scores two more. The trivia question was, what Bulldog back in 2011 hit 8 three-pointers against Clark Range to lead 4 threes made in a contest against the Buffaloes?
Is that also the state, the school record?
It probably is. I didn't venture to say that because I can't guarantee that, it's bound to be. Back in 2011, if you think you know the answer, text it in to 931-397-9004. That's the Horizon Sports Network hotline.
No.
We have a correct answer. We have a patron here in stands, Doug Strong, sitting here close to us. He's not part of the broadcast team, but he heard the answer, so he is eligible to answer. So Doug Strong says Trent Bowles did that. It was right here at Clark Range. What a performance that was, and a big Bulldog win that night.
I think I give him the hint.
Yeah. I had a son on that team.
Yeah, Doug Strong, Strong. Doug's son, Jordan, that got tongue-tied, was a teammate of Trent's there.
You know, Trent Bowles, one of the greatest shooters we've ever had here at Clay County, maybe the best three-point shooter.
Yes, he did. He done a bunch of it.
To wear a Bulldog uniform, probably made the most of any.
He's the modern era three-point
you know,
leader.
You go back to some of the greats, Joey Coe and them, they didn't have a three-point line at some time. He shot it from deep quite a bit, but Trent Bowles, a great player. One of Coach Edwards' early state tournament appearances, you know, and
second ever, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it was. Back the second in, one, and you know, had a good game down there also. Didn't make it past the first round, I don't think, but anytime you make the Elite Eight, you're doing something, and Trent Bowles led that team there.
He did. Third quarter has ended here. 8 minutes put on the clock, just waiting for the start of the fourth. We're going to go to break. Clay County leading by 45 points, 66-21.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live in the fourth quarter, 66-21. Clay County with the big lead. Clark Range with the ball. LaRue, jump shot, right block, no good. Rebounded almost by Weston Burble. Jones ends up hanging on to it, though. Three-pointer taken now by number 30. Another Buffalo sub. That's Logan Pannell. No good. Cantrell, now LaRue fires a long three from left wing. Hits it. Coach Edwards wanting a timeout. We're going to stay on air here for a moment. On the floor for Clay County during that series, double the quarter, Wyatt Browning, Andrew Smith, Weston Burble, Nate Adams, and Lance Burchett. And I like this. You know, Coach Edwards is leading.
He's teaching, though.
Exactly. Call the timeout. You know, here we are, 33 seconds into the quarter. But he knows that's his next wave of stars. Had to coach them up on what they did wrong.
Yes. And that's the time. You know, hey, why did you do this? I mean, that's one of the greatest points of coaching that there is. When you do something and it doesn't work right, you've got to say, hey, why did you do this?
That's right. So now, coming out of this 30-second timeout, we'll see if the Bulldogs respond to the instruction they got. Andrew Smith, left wing with it. Going to be defended by Jones. Works across to Burchett. That's Lance, not Jimmy. Jimmy Dunn for the night. Lance with it, under pressure. Gives off to Birdville, the sophomore at right wing. Now Adams out top. Smith left wing inside to Browning. Browning couldn't hang on to the bounce pass. Buffalo's with it coming the other way. Evan Cantrell, right wing, gives off to... That's not Case Cordell anymore, is it? Yeah, it is. Cordell with it to Jones. Jones working against Birdville. They caught it.
Yeah, had to call that walk when he got up.
Jones went to the floor there. As Coach Watson alluded to, can't regain your footing once that happens.
You know, I think the rule actually says if you have to gain an advantage. And a lot of folks think when you fall on the floor that it's an automatic walk.
Right.
But I think the rule book says you got to gain an advantage by doing that.
Mm.
And I know the fans boo and holler at the ref and everything. But
that's a good point. That's a detail of it that I never understood. Clay County with it after the Buffaloes make a bucket. 40 points lead now, 66-26. Lance Burchett, top of the key, picks up the dribble, gives to Birdville. Birdville under Smith, he drives baseline. And a blocking foul called. I was afraid that he was going to get Andrew. Just a little bit of a push off there with the left arm, but it was called against the Buffaloes.
And you see that, you know, this is the Clay County
good,
reserve.
Good end, Doug. Good
Brown
job.
Good. Put one in for two right there, Daniel, against pretty much the Clark Range varsity starters here, a lot of them.
Three of them.
So it's good competition for them.
LaRue to the hoop. Shot no good. Rebound Cordell. Cordell brings it back out at right wing. Kicks it to Cantrell. Cantrell works against Adams. Swings it now over to Pannell. Pannell to Jones. Jones back to LaRue. LaRue works against Browning. Browning moving those quick feet. Denies him access to the lane. They kick
another three.
Jones. And Jones knocks it down. I don't know the age of the two young men, but Jones and LaRue both sporting full beards for the Buffaloes. Burchett hands off to Smith. Smith going to run the point, reset the offense. Now Weston Burble to Adams at right wing. Now back to his cousin Lance Burchett. Lance giving go. Foul call. Lance, in football you call it breaking the ankles up. I don't know about basketball, but put a move, little juke and jive there on LaRue. LaRue.
Yeah, he did.
He sure did. Burchett with the athletic move there. He goes to the line to shoot. First one good. Lance Burchett, one of those guys that I'm excited about being in high school and being a Bulldog, just a great athlete, as we mentioned, younger brother of Jimmy, and he's going to be a great player.
And what Lance is doing now also has to do with wording in the rule book. It's called a free throw, not a shot. And that means you have 10 seconds to throw it at the basket. Because we lost the ball game one night because the referee called us for intentionally missing a free throw and getting a rebound and scoring.
District tournament at Jackson County?
No, it was a high school. It was a game over at White County.
Okay, I've heard you tell that before.
Where they lost one of the two games we lost that year. But the rules writers wrote it exactly that way. It's not a shot, it's a throw.
So you can do an overhand throw if you want
whatever
to.
You want to do, as long as it hits the basket within 10 seconds.
Buffaloes take one away from the Dogs there and drive down and score. I believe it was Jones with the razzle-dazzle. Halfway through this fourth quarter, 4 minutes left. Burchett with the ball, loses the handle. Jones picks it back up. Shoves off of Smith. Creates room. Fires a three. No good. Rebound by Burgett. Lance with it. Gets past Cordell. Works ahead to Burble. Burble baseline. Now into the paint. Kicks out to Smith. Three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by A.J. Brandon for the Buffaloes. Gonna be I don't have classes here, Thomas, but gonna be a long season for Coach Jermaine McElbane and his Buffaloes.
Yeah, I know he's got some veteran players because I recognize some of the names, Daniel, but probably some youngsters filling in also. And you're right, Clark Range is kind of a step below what Clay County is, but you can see they've got some heart. They're playing hard all the way to the very end.
More subs coming in. We see Lance Burchett going off along with Andrew Smith and Wyatt Browning coming on to replace them. Sophomore Colton Anderson along with sophomore Joseph Birdwell and sophomore Kyler Westmoreland. Kyler playing for the first year here in high school for his uncle, head coach Rob Edwards. Kyler, the son of a former classmate of yours, Thomas, Robert Westmoreland.
He was a classmate, great ball player, Robert was back in the day. One of our seven or eight seniors, I think we had our senior year on the basketball team.
LaRue knocks down some free throws. 37 points the difference now, 70-33. Bucket made by Anderson. Cleaned up a miss by Adams. Adams had a great athletic move, drove the lane, couldn't connect on the make, and it was cleaned up by Anderson. Jones with it out top. In games like this, knowing that within the district, even though Piggott County was sitting there, that's going to give us all we want. We know that. But here the Dogs are. Fast break. Adams to the hoop. Off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound LaRue. But Coach Edwards seeking out in his scheduling some tough competition. We saw Clinton come Tuesday night and beat us a triple-A school, a ranked one, I believe.
Yeah.
Going to have... three-pointer taking a miss by Kyler Westmoreland, rebounded by the Buffaloes. Stolen by Adams, his putback no good. During the inaugural Clay County Classic Christmas tournament, going to have Bradley Central, a huge school, along with Hampton, a very strong program.
Yes, they are.
For the state tournament. We're going to play those two teams. Then the next week, his verbal goes to the hoop with a shot, no good. Rebounded by Anderson, putback good. Gonna go to Monticello, Kentucky and play in the Wayne County Christmas tournament where no doubt we'll see some stiff competition. Playing York, a double A school, strong program, good head coach. So Coach Edwards has went out of his way to schedule some good competition for this team this year, making sure that when they get into the Piggott counties and into the state tournaments, hopefully later on down the road if we make it, that they will have seen that level of competition already.
Right. And, we're not going to surprise people this year.
Right.
I mean, we've got...
1 minute left in this one. Cordell, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by panel inside. No, that was Brandon, A.J. Brandon. His putback good for two, 72-36. 72-37. 45 seconds and ticking. Burble with it. That's Joseph Burble. Gives off to Westmoreland, left wing. Now back to Joseph. Cross to Weston. Now Nate. Nate drives into the paint. Hands off to Anderson. Point blank shot. In and out, no good. Anderson with 4 points here in reserve time. Good showing for him. Whistles blow. And they're going to call a charge against Case Cordell. We have entered the running clock here during the second half.
Yeah.
At 1 point. What's the rule? 35 or 40? It's 35 in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah.
Buzzer sounds. This one goes final.
It may be an even 30. I'm not sure.
Clay County 5-1 now on the year. 1-0 in District 7A play. Stay with us. We're going to put some stats together. Come back and do the ever-popular Farm Bureau postgame show right here on the Horizon Sports Network. Final score, Clay County 72, Clark Range 37.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleader.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show. Clay County Lady Dogs are now 5-1 after their loss tonight. And the Clay County Bulldogs are 5-1 after their big win over Clark Rains that we just saw. We're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up. Brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. District 7A opener, guys. Clay County opening up with an impressive win.
Yeah, the Buffaloes hung around a little while in the first quarter. Clay County only led by 8, 18-10. And then they went on that decisive 17-0 run. The Grand Strong cap with a two-handed jam, Coach. And it was pretty much over. Led 26 at the break, and it went downhill from there for
yeah,
the Buffaloes.
It was. And, of course, I know Clark Rangers has got a new coach, got a bunch of new guys playing this year, new system.
Right.
But, you know, you see some bright lights for them out there. I know they had a couple of pretty good three-point shooters tonight.
Right.
And, you know, it's just it's a matter of time. And, I think our guys did a good job with handling the game tonight. Like I said, they showed respect for their opponents. They played hard. They worked hard as long as they were in there.
And, of course, then when the other guys came in off the bench, same thing with them. They were all, you know, just proud to be there and worked hard to show that they deserved to be
yeah.
there.
And this Buffalo team has won two games coming into tonight. You know, it's not that they're this horrible team.
Well,
it's just that Clay County's really good, too.
Clay County's really good, and they played the Bulldogs at a bad time.
Yeah.
Coming off their first loss in about a year, Coach.
Yeah.
It was important, I think, for Grant Strong and these seniors to come out and be sharp and put it on the Buffaloes tonight, and they did just that.
Yes, they did. Yes, they definitely showed up for this one tonight.
Fort Clark Range, scoring-wise, they're led by Connor LaRue with 11 points. Case Cordell had 8. Ethan Jones had 6. Chris Beatty had 5. Ethan Cantrell, 3. A.J. Brandon, 2. And Joshua Durham had 3 points tonight for Clay County. A lot of people on the board. We saw Lance Burchett score 2 late. Colton Anderson had 4. Nate Adams, 1 free throw tonight. Wyatt Browning had 2. Andrew Smith had 4 off the bench. Bryce Bailey, 8 points tonight off the bench. John Hamilton, 4. Jimmy Burchett had 8. Keaton Arms, 4. Eli Smith, 4. Jeff Spivey with 9 tonight. And Grant Strong, 24 points tonight, guys. And we saw him do other things besides score, especially early on. He was distributing the ball. Just a great game for Grant, I thought.
Had a great night with assist-wise tonight.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermann Springs. Folks, we're not hardly done. Going to play one more short promo. Come back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's two contests. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words.
Back here live for the final time tonight from Clark Range. Good opening night of basketball for District 7A. Time to announce the TDS top performers here on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show from tonight's two contests. We'll start with that heartbreaking loss on the girls' side first. Kind of a no-brainer, Thomas. We had one young lady who opened up the contest with a mission, and we saw her trying to close it with a mission. Just her and her teammates couldn't hardly get it done, but Riley Burchett really established herself on that post tonight.
Yeah, I think so, and it was about this place, in my opinion. I'm not going to say she's had bad games up here, but not necessarily been dominant. We saw them lose to Clark Range 4 times straight in this gym last year. And Briley Burchett, I thought she played with a chip on her shoulder tonight,
yeah.
which you need sometimes, especially in a big district matchup. And she was very efficient also. She kept her emotions in check. We saw her cleaning the boards early on, especially in that first quarter. You know, not missing some of those short ones she does at times, or any player does. She was very efficient. I don't know her shooting percentage, but I can tell you she made most of them. And I bet at least 4 of them were and one opportunities, going up strong with the ball and finishing, Daniel. And she did all that after missing the Clinton game. So this is her first game back. You know, you thought she'd been a little rusty, but she wasn't. Came out of the gate. Finished with 21 points tonight. I'm not as good as Coach Andrew Meadows. I can't keep up with rebounds, but I'd about guess she had a double-double. And just a lot of the intangibles, the way she played tonight, that's what we got to have out of Briley Burchett. And just really proud of her tonight, the way she played.
100%. Moving on to boys action. Couldn't go any other way but Grant Strong. We've got a great team, a host of players. There'll be others besides him, no doubt, during our broadcast that get this award. But definitely was Grant tonight. And, Thomas, you talked about it during our Eco Panel wrap. It all had to do with a big 17-point run. And I bet if you went back and looked during that that series, he may not have had a lot of the scoring, but he had hands on the basketball on a lot of those scores. A tremendous amount of assists and rebounds that he had during that stretch, I know.
Well, during that stretch, you're looking at about four or five players that scored buckets, and just about every one of them came off of an assist from Grant Strong. Everybody knows about his scoring. I mean, he's the best player in Class A. He may not win the award back-to-back, but I'm here to say he's the best player in this classification already, just starting off. So everybody knows about that part of it. But what you don't see, Grant Strong, he's a student of the game. He's learning more and more every year, I think, and every game about what he needs to do to have a successful team. And we saw that here tonight. You know, when Grant Strong got doubled, they stopped him. He found the right guy. We saw him made unbelievable assists, no-look passes. That's another stat that I'm not good at keeping up with, but Coach Meadows will have, yep. And we'll have that in the newspaper. But just a great all-around game from Grant Strong here tonight, and that's what we're going to have because defense is, when you're the best player in a classification, when you won the state title, there's no secret about Grant Strong anymore. They're going to put three, they're going to put four, they're going to put the whole team on him. He's got to distribute the ball, and that's what he did here tonight, along with just putting the foot on the gas and scoring 24 in very limited action, Daniel. So it's just a pleasure to be able to cover a player like Grant Strong and a team like these Bulldogs, and look forward to the rest of the season.
Definitely so. My only additional comment is you covered it all. Did it inside, mid-range,
right,
and outside.
Yeah.
You know, has that completeness inside and out. Could play post, can play a point guard, just a wide range of talent. Folks, Bradley Burchett and Grant Strong, they were tonight's top performers, brought to you by TDS Disposal. And they serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this was the District 7A opener, our debut of the basketball coverage for the season. We appreciate you tuning in. We know we're probably a little rusty. We promise to get better before next Tuesday night, because that's when we'll be back on there when we broadcast live from Redbone Springs High School as Clay County takes on the Red Dogs. For Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.